What's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is rolling for Wednesday in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And are we live on Facebook? I don't see the picture. I don't see the pretty picture. And all the goofy comments. But they'll be there.
Something on the internet.
It is brought to you by GrowGreen MI, the store where commercial growers choose to shop. Oh, there's my ugly mug yawning. They're not two stoners in a hydro store like the other guys, but rather
staff. What a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Of over 40 experts ready to help you succeed. Whether you're just starting out growing a home or have a Class A facility, these guys can help at GrowGreen MI. Insane deals like bags of Ocean Force for $10, Hortilux 1,000-watt bulbs for $55, and the lowest price in the state on all the beneficial insects you need to keep your garden pest-free. See, I didn't even know you needed insects.
You don't want any pests.
I wouldn't have known that if GrowGreen didn't tell me. World's largest hydro store in M36 and Whitmore Lake are online at growgreenmi.com. Oh, boy. Well, today had I was kind of a slow day, and then something happened that just made it really take a turn south when I heard that Fred McLeod died. Fred's one of those sports guys who just did every job, it seems.
Sure did.
He did the Pistons, the Lions pregame games. He was at Channel 2 with Eli. He was at Channel 4.
Sports Final Edition. I think he birthed that.
He did that for a long time. He was a Cleveland Cavaliers announcer from 2006 to 2019. He called, as LeBron tweeted out, he called the great NBA championship victory, which is something he'll be remembered for, certainly. And he also did sports.
Serious issue, shallow thought. Why are they so far away from the court?
I don't know. That's kind of strange.
The NBA moves you. When you get to the finals, they move you around.
How do you know that?
So was he doing it on radio?
He used to do it for a living.
Was he doing it on radio then?
You called NBA finals?
No. He used to be around them all the time. I did call him to myself, sitting in the
seats.
Oh,
you did?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I did play-by-play to myself.
Fred also was at WRIF with Ken Calvert and Lynn Woodison in the late 80s and early 90s. And when Ken left and Zip and I came in, Fred was still there with Mike and Zip and I. And Fred was cool. Fred is one of those just pros. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have all these pretty twisted kind of artistic type people in the business, some of whom are very difficult. And Fred's one of those guys that just plows ahead and does his job. And it never surprised me when he got a good job because he was just solid. He was solid. Solid as hell.
Some great eulogies, too.
Good dude.
I mean, you mentioned LeBron.
Yeah.
Spielman had a really nice tweet because he'd worked
with
him.
Oh, Chris. Oh, cool.
Fred did the Lions pregame here.
The preseason.
Preseason, thank you.
Yeah. The number of jobs he's had. Yeah. Yeah, he worked with Spielman. That's right.
Literally. He just did a game 2 weeks ago here in Detroit.
Wow. Yeah, 67. He had great hair, by the way. He had perfect hair for his job.
I know. You see that picture that Eli sent with him and Eli?
Where
it's like the teams together. I forget what the hook was for Fox 2 when those two were on.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, look at those two, look at those two sports guys. Like, I mean, that's my youth, like seeing those two.
Yeah,
it's weird seeing Eli in those glasses.
Fred was always in good shape, kept himself fit.
I know. He worked out like crazy. I mean, we used to tease him about it all the time. What a stud he was.
Yep. Yeah, that hair. Hey, Eli had some pretty solid hair in that picture as well.
Yeah.
Now they're on the same team.
Fred was...
We were all jealous when he married Beth.
Yeah, Beth was... I think they were very tight. I had that impression. I'm sure they were. And we used to tease him about how Beth was younger than him.
Yeah, he definitely married up.
He did not mind at all.
Nope, he loved it.
And he also played on the WRF softball team, and he was a horrible sport. He got so pissed when he popped up a ball or hit a weak ground ball or something, And we used to ride him about it, and he had a sense of humor. And he also, because he was such a pro, I think, with TC, a lot of times, I think Fred was ashamed of how hard he laughed at some of TC's bawdiest stuff. But he used to call Fred Sports Grunt. And we had a good time, and I was sorry when he left. But, you know, we've been in touch with Fred a few times, and he's always gracious. Just a good solid pro. You know, you have to have those guys.
It's a shame.
I remember when Beth came by to surprise Mike Clark one morning.
Ah, yes.
She was always on in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Very pretty. She came by and surprised him. He was genuinely shocked.
She's very active on Twitter.
Is she?
Yeah, she is. I always see her on Twitter. Huh. I used to. I don't know so much lately, but, oh, man, I feel so bad for his family.
Oh,
67 God. Years old, and you
no
just
way,
would
man.
Not see that coming.
9/11.
Yeah. 9/11. Well, he died on 9/10.
That's an interesting
segue.
Well, it's 9/11. It's a Wednesday, 9/11. It's not a great day.
18 years since 9/11?
Yeah.
I feel like 9/11 is just completely forgotten.
Yeah. No, it is.
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
No, it's not.
I mean, as the years go by, it gets forgotten. I mean, probably same thing probably happened to Pearl Harbor.
Oh, it absolutely did.
Because that's completely different. Completely.
Not really. I mean, we were attacked.
Yeah, a naval base. Not a building with innocent people in it. Two buildings.
No, it's different. But still Americans.
Of course, understood. But not a naval base or an army base. Nothing military about the World Trade Center.
But I mean, kids graduating high school this year weren't even alive when it, you know. When it happened. Yeah. So that might be to the point of why you believe that, you know, there's not a lot of remembrance. And
But, you know, we're all alive. We saw. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to complain. I just, and you know, I guess belaboring it is, I don't know why. It just seems like it was so, I mean, 2001. I mean, we're really in the new media. It's like all over the place. And there's so much video, so many specials, so many, and it just seems like something you could not forget.
Did you see the first piece of insignificant 9/11 trivia that came out, and that Superman had predicted it in some comic books?
Oh,
yeah, they had the Twin Towers in the comic books, and they were on fire because something.
What year was that?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I mean, well before 9/11.
Well, right before 9/11, they had to. Well,
Spider-Man.
They were filming the movie True Lies 2, and that was like a big point plot of the movie, flying. Wait, planes into this. So they had to scrap.
Are you saying that took down True Lies 2 as well? Because I don't ever. Did that ever get released?
No, it never got released. No.
What?
And the first one was fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
Remember Spider-Man was coming out then? And if you looked at the Spider-Man poster, in his eyes, you saw the Twin Towers. So when they went down, they had to reboot the entire Spider-Man.
Spider-Man!
The way
Spider-Man.
They put it out. They had to change everything about it.
Let me ask you this.
Guess there were a lot of strange things because of that.
I guess in Armageddon, and one of the asteroids hits the top of one of the trade centers. I've never seen Armageddon. Have you ever seen it? I just love that Aerosmith song. Ugh. But I guess it has been edited out from any viewing ever. Like, you're never going to see that again.
Hmm.
Is that... Will it ever come back? Does it need to be put back into the movie? Probably not.
Was that a big movie? I guess it was.
Again, it was a huge movie.
I would say keep it out.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
All right here.
There it is. Yeah. Well, I guess you don't need to put it back in since we have the internet.
Yeah. We can look at it all we want.
There it is. See?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully everybody got wealthy over the weekend betting on my bookie.
Oh, I had the worst bad beat yesterday. Can I tell you about my bad bookie?
What happened?
I just decided I wanted something in the early Monday night game.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't want to watch the whole thing.
At the under?
Should have listened to me.
Oh, what do you mean should have listened to you? Well, this is what happened. I was surprised the Saints were 6.5-point favorites. That seemed ridiculous. And Brandon said he would take Houston straight up. I said, that's fine. I don't want to watch the whole game, though. So I'm going to take the Saints, giving up a half a point in the first quarter, which, you know, I figured home game, Monday Night Football, Breeze, that seems like not that bad of a bet. Do you know how the first quarter was, how it ended?
I do not.
Breeze threw a pick in the red zone.
Oh.
About 2 minutes left.
What was the score?
To which I went, No! And Brandon went, yes! Because he has two fantasy players on Houston.
Oh, come on. It's not what I
said. So I said, thanks for rooting for your fantasy team. Offensive players. Not for my bet. Really was, hurt. I'm really hurt by that.
That was one of the best games I've seen in years.
Very sad about my bet.
I thoroughly enjoyed that game.
I'm sad Brandon rooted against me.
Sorry, Mark.
58-yard field goal. Great game. There were some people with my bookie bets who were very loud when that field goal made it through, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You bet, you win, they pay. They've got live in-game betting on every NFL game. They've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. For you fantasy guys out there, you can bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Up to $1,000 first deposit bonus. Double your first deposit. Use promo code Drew to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. MyBookie. Don't forget to use the promo code Drew when creating your account. Bet, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Pretty simple.
Let's see. It's True Crime Wednesday now. I'm watching too much True Crime.
I know. Now you have a whole new series to watch.
Well, I watched the Dateline. Mark came in, you know, as if I didn't have enough on my plate. He says, oh, did you see Dateline last night? I said, oh, I missed Dateline last night. And I had just gotten done watching, the Fotis Doulos, that was Dateline. The ID Channel story about this asshole who's, you know, this, I know people who like to play games are going to think I'm being a real dick, but this gamer prick, you know, just, What is this need to create all this havoc because
you know something about computers? Because you can. Yeah. I mean, growing up for me, it was always War Games with, what was the kid in War Games? Married Sarah Jessica Parker. What's his name?
Roderick. Matthew Roderick, yeah.
Like, that was cool, man, the way he hacked in and changed his grades. No! But then you learn the point that he created a global thermonuclear warfare. Is that what it was? So I think kids are just like, hey, I can do it. Why not? They don't realize some of the consequences.
This jackass, Tyler Barris is his name. He likes swatting. He likes swatting people. Oh, this gamer made me mad. He beat me. He intimidated me. I'm going to swat him. And, you know, then you send this whole crew out, and you can watch them come into the home of the person you swatted and still stay anonymous somehow. You know, oh, you're so smart. You know, that's I think, the part that bothers me is they think they're so smart. And the next day, his grandma's telling him that she loves his 4 p.m. newscast. So he calls in a bomb threat for the 4 p.m. news.
What a weird conversation. Like, grandson, I really love the 4 p.m. newscast.
I love that guy.
All right, grandma.
I'll make it interesting for you tomorrow.
Shut up, grandma. Get out of the basement.
Well, grandma... And, you know, I'm kind of like,
best grandma ever.
Why did she suspect something? I guess they actually had a conversation about it. I think he might have bragged, sort of, not really quite completely calling himself out. But she called the police.
Good.
They arrested him, busted him. 2 years in prison.
Grandma!
2 years.
2 years.
Good job, grandma.
I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
So what happens? He gets out and starts swatting immediately. And he swats the guy.
Put him back in immediately. No.
He didn't kill grandma?
He swats the guy in Wichita, Kansas, who was killed.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that was him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he did that. So now he got 20 years.
He didn't even swat that guy. He swatted another guy, and the cops went to the wrong house.
Yes. But nonetheless, 20 years. So in 20 years, you can get out and start swatting again.
Great.
I mean, he went in for 2 years for swatting, comes out, gets a guy killed swatting.
Don't you think swatting will be over by then?
Probably, yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't swat grandma.
You know, it's funny. I thought about that, and I was like, oh, this guy's not going to know what the hell's going on in 20 years. Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of...
Unless he's the boss at the jail. Maybe he's the computer guy.
There'll be a bunch of Gen G people who, you know, are miles ahead of him online.
He looks like a scrawny Tom Morello.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he's just such a putz. And I love the way they nailed him, too. He did some swatting, some high school in Florida, some California.
Yeah.
And this one guy was kind of on to him, and he was communicating with him, and he thinks he's going somewhere, and then it's kind of a dead spot. So he has this female cop send a little picture of herself. Like, hi, you know, you're amazing. And then she sends a picture. She's pretty cute. Okay. She's very cute.
Yeah.
So, of course, he takes the bait and finds out his name's Tyler.
Maybe if you commit an internet-type crime, you're not allowed to have internet anymore.
That would be awesome.
Seems obvious to
awesome. Me. Although, I mean, I don't even, it would be almost impossible to enforce.
No Wi-Fi allowed for you.
Well, yeah, put a chip in their arm that like blocks all Wi-Fi. That would
yeah. No, they have to wear aluminum foil clothes the rest of their lives.
No, they just get flip phones. That's it. They're not allowed to have any smartphones.
It'd be nice to do it that way.
I don't know.
But if he's so amazing at swatting, I'm sure he could figure it out.
I got to tell you, the time I read about the person who brought a plane down the second time, I was in disbelief. I was like, wait, you can bring a plane down because you go nuts on a plane and take another plane? Really?
A different airline,
of course. What's he doing up there?
That's amazing to me.
No fly zone for you, pal.
No more air for you. No more planes for you. Nothing for you. Fuck you.
No transportation.
Had it with these people. So, yeah, this swatting. Oh, that dick. He'll be out in no time, swatting away. Anyway, then Dateline did the story about Fotis Doulos, which is the murder in Connecticut of the mother of five, Jennifer Doulos, who, boy, that's a really interesting story, isn't it?
Very much so. And what a beautiful house they lived in.
Yeah,
she's from...
why am I focusing
from,
on the wrong thing?
She's privileged. I guess she should have apologized for her privilege before she died.
What a great... Well, I know. What a great house, though. 16,000 square feet.
And she's so loaded, her family's so loaded, that when she becomes afraid of her husband and he's got a girlfriend and he's... I don't think he makes any bones about it.
I love the way she dropped the big divorce bomb on him, too.
How'd she drop the bomb?
She took the five kids. And
oh, yeah. She just bolted the house.
And didn't say anything. So he's like, where are they?
He did it at a divorce.
And then he called 911 because he couldn't reach her or the five kids. And it was a real nasty divorce. It never got finalized because, of course, he murdered her.
And
Dateline last night, they interviewed him. And he's like surprised at, you know, all the... stories about how he abused her. Like, he was like, that was all news to him.
She told many, many friends that he threatened her, that she feared revenge, that he was a stalker. He was, he was just one of those guys, one of those horrible, horrible guys that you just, you know, you go through hell just trying to extricate yourself.
Plus, I think he thinks he's hot.
Oh, he definitely thinks he's hot.
All those shots of him jogging with his ankle bracelet on.
That may be his biggest crime.
But what's missing, though? What's missing? Because this guy has not been arrested for
the body.
Period.
I understand. Okay, so basically, it's just the circumstantial evidence.
I think they've got enough.
Even though they have blood of hers in the vehicle that he borrowed,
they have blood of his. Oh, no, they have blood DNA of hers of his. With his DNA in it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Yeah, I don't but know as much his, more his lawyer said, it's one spot. The house cleaner didn't even see it.
Please.
His lawyer was on, who, by the way, represents Alex Jones, which, you know, that says a lot about that guy.
I love him saying, by the way, that it's a case made for a defense attorney. You know, like this is some fantasy come true for him.
You know that lawyer is getting off on
this. No, it was really.
He thinks it's absurd, you know, this one piece of blood, you know, that nobody found it until these highly trained guys came and looked for, like, what a wild, that's an unbelievable wild story. What really happened is she's missing because she wrote a book like Gone Girl.
Yeah.
So your defense
devoted
is that
moms always just run and leave their five kids behind. Oh, they do it all the time.
You could come up with a more outrageous story after you just, you know, crap on the one the police are presenting. Like, which one's more believable?
You know,
he killed her.
Of course he did. And by the way, he's on video dropping evidence. As in bloody clothes of hers, bloody bra of hers, in garbage can after garbage can in Hartford, also getting rid of altered license plates from his car.
You can't tell it's him. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. It looks like his truck. It looks like him. It looks like his girlfriend, but it's not.
It's like Fouts.
They said you can't even read the license plates. And the cops are like, yeah, we can. We presented that in the first motion or whatever they had.
You know, I didn't see the whole show last night. Did they get into the fact that... He borrowed his employee's car?
A little bit, yeah. And then they had the girlfriend's quote, who he's living with now. They're like, why do you think, why do we take the car? And she's like, well, because you said there's DNA and stuff in it.
Yeah, he claimed that he hugged her before she went missing or something, some ridiculous thing, and got the employee. First of all, he didn't want to return his car. And the guy's like, I want my car back. It was a truck.
Yeah.
And so he says, well, you got to replace the back seat. He goes, like, replace the back seat? And he goes, I've got a seat you can replace it with. And then the guy didn't do it right away. And he's like, hey, man, I told you, you got to replace the back seat.
Back off, ass. It's my car.
The guy replaces the back seat because it's his boss badgering him.
I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything around here, right?
However, he saved the back seat he took out of the car for the police because he knew what the fuck was going on, because we all know. And I got to tell you, I want to just bring back the sweat box. I'm sick of this story. I want the sweat box. I want him in it. And I want him to confess when he starts really sweating.
Sweat box. I just can't.
Turn it up to 140 and let him sweat it out.
I can't believe
he make you sweat.
This guy is that good at getting rid of a body.
Right. You'd imagine if they know that he went to all these different trash cans, that they got to be looking at whichever dump those trash cans go through. So yeah. It's only a matter of time, right?
I mean, yeah, find a bone or something.
But yeah. Then again, going through an entire dump.
Speaking of which.
But he's a construction guy, so, yeah. you know. I don't know. Well,
they couldn't get rid of the other stuff better? You would think?
Yeah, I know. It's weird. It's a weird story.
Reminds me, locally.
But he did it.
Are you following?
And I know it.
Are you following Floyd Galloway's hearing and Danielle Sizlicki?
Yeah.
So he's bound over for trial. That's what happened today.
Mm-hmm.
But in the preliminary examination, I was kind of surprised that the medical examiner basically said how she died, and they don't have her body.
How does
an ME say
I don't know.
That she died of asphyxiation when there's no body? And that's, you know, the defense loves it and jumped on that.
I can't imagine. What they're going to do with that guy is they're going to end up cutting a deal with him where he reveals where the body is, and they give him a very short sentence because he's in for rape right now.
That's right. I forgot about that.
What is his sentence for rape? That motherfucker should never get out.
You know what? I don't know. Let me see if I can find it.
You think he'll talk?
I think
usually,
so.
Usually the deal becomes good enough that they say, well, you know, for that deal, yeah.
He was sentenced to 16 to 35 years.
Yeah, they'll tack another 20 on then.
Right.
And find her body. Because isn't that really what the victim's family would
yeah,
want?
Yeah, they always do.
It's really sad.
Terrible. It's brutal, man. If you've been waiting
fun
for the
stuff to start.
I know.
Can only go up from here.
You're waiting for the best time to get out of your lease early. Your prayers have been answered because your time has come right now. Our first and original podcast sponsor, Zotford & Holly, is pulling people ahead in their leases up to 6 months with no penalties. Yes, Zotford will get you out of your current lease up to 6 months early. Over miles, your vehicle hates you like Trudy's house hates her, or maybe you're ready for another fresh, shiny whip. Anthony, Gabara, Gary, Jessica, Dan, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County is standing by ready to snatch you out of your old turd mobile and send you home in a lovely new Ford of your dreams. As a matter of fact, if Stacy could get Mark to call her back, she would put him in a fresh Ford today, too.
My father-in-law called her about buying a car.
Oh, he did?
So family. Okay. Family's involved in contacting her and buying a car.
Go surf their massive inventory, spectacular deals at dealsinthed.com.
Diverting my responsibility.
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Yaldo is making all these people see oh so well with 20/20 vision or better with LASIK surgery. And, of course, we've had, about 100 people go in there, and people have been really happy with the results. As it's painless, it's quick. You get rid of all the old technology, the glasses, the contacts, all the baloney that goes along with that. They do have a department, though, with lots of great lenses for sunglasses or regular glasses, and people have done that to support the podcast, which is great. They love it. And then, of course, for those 45-plus with reading issues, the multifocal implants, which have been so successful. And in fact, listener Dave has 20/15 vision both near and far.
Oh.
We should have Dave and Eli have a see-off.
How do you do a see-off?
I don't know. Well, whoever can see the smallest print from the farthest distance.
Ooh.
I can't see real good.
Get the best and pay the least. The evaluation's free. Call 800-398-EYES. 800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Didn't know that, did you, babe? Isn't that wonderful?
Ugh.
Uncle Cracker. Oh, you know what I was going to mention? Since Uncle Cracker came up in the news, unfortunately for him. I don't think this is a big deal, though. Did you see Sarah Palin, the Kid Rock show?
Yeah, in Wisconsin.
She's getting out there now.
Mm-hmm. She's out
there.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. She is. Glenn Rice ought to be chasing that down.
For a retap.
He already hit that.
He wants to hit it again.
Yeah. It was that good. He wants to see how it's aged.
She wasn't
like a
on,
fine wine.
He tapped it before she was ever on TV all the time. You see her on TV all the time. You go, oh, my God, no, is she red hot? She's on TV all the time.
Yeah, Ted, what's the husband? Todd. Todd had his sloppy seconds. Glenn broke that in.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They were talking about that today.
Space.
That they were high school sweethearts. And I'm like, well, how does Glenn Rice figure into that? Apparently.
He slipped in there in the middle somewhere.
Somewhere in there.
He had a discovery period in college.
Exactly.
Well, Glenn Rice had to be something really special to
get in
the way of that.
The story is so bizarre.
I know, it is.
He nailed her.
Did you bang my wife?
Such a fluke.
Are you shampooing my wife?
Sarah Barracuda. But yeah, she's a Kid Rock, pumping her fist, singing along, getting off. And no Todd in sight.
Ooh, who? I wonder who she went with.
I don't know. She was in like a third row.
Ooh,
of course.
Huh. Hot.
What does she know?
You think she's just following Kid around?
Kid Rock were single. That might be a little old for him, but
yeah, I would think so. He could do better.
I bet you they've had a little something, something.
What?
Well, he's married. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, yeah, that was strange. And then Uncle Cracker.
Yeah.
Hey, Cracker.
Is this even a story? Because this is weird. It was on Channel 7 last night. I'm like, okay, he's not arrested. A friend of his is getting tossed out of Bumper's Landing on the water somewhere. Mm. And apparently he and a friend really objected to this person getting kicked out. And it's like, is that all? Is that really a story?
That's it?
I don't think he was arrested.
Wait, I thought I saw that.
He was named in a complaint. Yeah,
that's it.
Oh,
then it's not a story.
Whose complaint? You mean the?
Actually, it wasn't even a bad story, to be honest.
Whose complaint? Bumper's Landing or the bouncer?
I think the busboy. The busboy called it.
The busboy. So. Okay.
And they filed the complaint with the sheriff, Macomb County sheriff.
Well,
big deal.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a.
There's no charges or anything.
Who cares?
What a pointless story.
Yeah,
just
I thought
he's
it was
a
little,
name.
Well, you know, it's Uncle Cracker, so.
Still worth it? I don't know.
I feel silly talking about it, so I'll move on to Green Day has a new album, since talking a little music.
I was just wondering that not that long ago.
Yeah, and they're hitting a big stadium tour with Weezer and Fall Out Boy.
Hmm. Well, two out of three aren't bad.
Is Weezer going to sing
Unfortunately,
Africa?
Unfortunately,
probably
yeah, they will.
Will.
Yeah, they definitely will.
They did last time I saw
maybe
them.
All the
sucked.
Maybe they were all joining together and sing it.
Oh, God.
Why is Fall Out Boy still... Are they still a thing?
I don't know, Drew. I don't like them. I've never understood that band.
Who's
Brandon loves them.
They're entitled to make some.
Do you like them?
Absolutely hate them.
I think he hates them more than I do.
What's their fan base?
I don't know. Kids who are into that... that rock in the early 2000s. I don't know.
They're entitled to make a few bucks, Drew. Let them go out and do their thing.
I don't know, but they're terrible.
I guess I'm just surprised they'd be on that tour.
But is that the order of the bands? Is it Weezer, Fall Out Boy, then Green Day?
I assume it's going to be Fall Out Boy
will
then
lead
Weezer,
on.
And then the headliner will be...
I hope so, because then I would go. I don't want to go if it's Weezer, Fall Out Boy's in the middle, because what am I going to do for that hour? I'm certainly not going
to
watch.
I
want to
say, I got to believe Weezer's a second band.
I don't think it was listed that way, though.
Well, maybe not. You know, Rolling Stone has a story about it, if you want to check it.
Well, they sent the press release out, too.
And I'll mention that Bauhaus has a reunion. For those of you new waivers out there, Peter Murphy, and it's funny, he calls his other Bauhaus bandmates, they don't get along very well. They became Lovin' Rockets, so he refers to them as Lovin' Rockets. But they're all going to get together and be Bauhaus again. I don't know why. I'm not sure. Peter Murphy's got a pretty good following. Anyway, I'm sure some people will be happy. And then I was going to mention, too, Mark and I were talking about the 60 Minutes on Steve Crofts, which I was all ready to skip.
I know, me too.
And I started watching it, and I kind of got sucked in. And there was a really memorable rock and roll moment because he had a clip of the Eagle... the Eagles interview with Don Henley and Glenn Frey, and how he said that when they were talking, the other one seemed very disinterested, and he had a little clip of Glenn Frey talking, and Don Henley was so I don't know. Rude, annoyed.
Well, he knew what he was saying was bullshit, I think.
I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
I didn't think what he was saying was, I think, wasn't he saying that, Don Henley was like a business?
Yeah. You know, he's saying the truth, really.
Yeah. And Don Henley was just rolling his eyes and like, he just like, he leaned back like, ugh, whatever.
That was a good piece, though.
It was a good piece. The whole thing was.
Oh, this is the other highlight. I mean, everybody remembers the famous Bill and Hillary interview where they were saving their campaign right after Jennifer Flowers.
Right.
And it's just funny
how... tabloid trash. It's tabloid trash for money.
That's when she's like, I'm not some Tammy Wynette standing by my man.
And they wanted...
But I forgot or didn't know or remember that a light fell and almost killed her.
Yeah, I remember that.
But her reaction to me is hilarious. But his reaction is even better. Bill Clinton's reaction.
Who is Jennifer Flowers?
I met her.
They wanted Hillary to be part of it.
But she came on to defend him.
Oh, she wanted to be part of it.
You know, I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by
holding her hand
like Tammy Wynette. I'm sitting here because I love him.
It is said that this interview saved his presidential campaign, but it also almost killed them.
Oh, right, with a light falling down?
Yeah. Can you walk us through you're seeing?
A wall-mounted lamp, high-powered television lamp. Like
one of these things?
Right. It just sprung off the wall.
These are Mary and Joseph.
Ooh. Oh!
It sounded like
an explosion. Are you okay?
I didn't know what had happened.
But she jumped.
Thank you, Brandon. That's the part that made me laugh really hard. So after, you know, the light has fallen, Bill and Hillary are standing up. Croft doesn't even move. All these guys are running around, grabbing the light, trying to pretend what happened, figure out if they knew what happened. And Bill is just holding her head and hugging her, one arm around her waist, one arm around her head, like he cares so much about her.
That's really
he
funny.
Knows those cameras are still rolling.
She didn't look half bad back then.
She's all yours. How about her go, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, when you know in her head it's really like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's...
look at that picture of him, man. That's so funny.
That's
my
girl.
Jesus Christ, yo.
It's so phony.
She looks more real than Bill in that interview. I will say that for her. You know, it's funny to go back to if...
Look how quick he grabs her.
I forgot what I was watching, but it was back when she was saying that it's two for one. You get two presidents for one.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That did not make people happy.
Nope. And his campaign said, we're going to stop saying that. Mm-hmm. It's not rolling down so well.
The other thing in this 60 Minutes, do you remember who Steve Croft said was the worst interview? And he had no problems naming the person as his worst interview?
I forgot.
Beyonce. Because every single segment was controlled by her, and he barely got any time with her.
I could see that.
Oh, I'm not surprised by that.
I wouldn't think she'd reveal anything anyway.
Not a fan of hers.
Yeah.
But it must have been bad for him to, you know, kind of... That was like the only person he ragged on this whole thing.
It's kind of interesting that somebody who's as popular as she is reveals nothing about herself. Nothing. Really, nothing. I'm not a big fan, so maybe I'm missing something, but...
She reveals herself in her music, Drew.
Okay.
Yeah, don't disrespect Queen Bee.
Yeah.
Remember that story about her that she saves every interview or everything written on her in that giant vault?
Yes.
How nauseating.
No, that's... Was that?
That's the eagle part right there, I think. Did I go past it?
Well, I'm kind of curious to see what Fry was saying that was so horrible. Jay Leno.
Go ahead and pop this up.
He's had a stroke. Can we stop? Oh, I'm sorry. We're ready to jump in with the paddle. Now,
those are really the ones that are the most fun because you get to see them over in different settings.
He did not like interviewing
Samuel
celebrities.
Jackson was like that.
Yeah, like 8 pages of stuff.
I know, man.
I am not that interesting.
Dustin Hoffman was like that.
This is stardom. This is what stardom gets you. This is pretty good.
Yes.
Tom Hanks was pretty much up for anything.
Are you nervous now?
Very nervous. Because you're here.
Oh, Seinfeld's one of his favorite. Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld.
It was hilarious.
It was hilarious because he was hilarious.
He's Steve. The best.
Were the Eagles before or after this?
He liked being interviewed. He loved the idea of being on 60
this.
Minutes because his mother was a big fan. And there wasn't anything you couldn't ask him.
Well, there was one moment where you did ask him what could have been an embarrassing question.
You think you're immature?
Oh, yeah.
Sexually?
Yeah.
Why?
I am not going to talk about being sexually immature on 60 Minutes.
But you think you are.
It's not 60 swinging minutes, you know.
Right, right. Do you get,
can we get good. Some powder
so quick.
On my face?
So
I'm sweating. God.
And then you get people...
This right. is off limits. This is off limits.
Right. The most extreme example of that was Beyonce.
It depends on where we are.
She controlled everything. We had a couple of brief moments with her and a short interview and a couple of walkthroughs, and that was it.
They're going to probably show this on 60 Minutes. So can everybody go?
Everything she does is calculated.
When you told me you were going to leave.
I think the Eagles, I think we went by
of
it.
All the important things you had done.
Really got a kick out of that, did you?
Here it is. Oh, Clint Eastwood, too.
I don't know. That just looked like a quick promo of it.
Yeah, it was kind of, I mean, it took 5 seconds, yeah. But. And if you can't see it, trust
heavy
me,
duty eye roll.
Don Henley was not happy. With what Glenn Frey said, and it was something harmless.
Kraft had a way with celebrities and the famous when he chose to do them.
What is the question?
Oh,
which
Woody
wasn't
Allen,
often.
What is the most difficult part of your job, besides you dealing with people like me?
One of my favorite stories was the Eagles. You know, they were together, they broke up, they had a singles career, they got back together, they broke up again. And Glenn Frey and Don Henley clearly did not like each other very much.
We're in business together.
I think it was Frey that was talking and Henley's just like rolling his eyes. Like, you know, this was so much BS. It's the one thing everybody remembered from the piece.
That's such a dick.
You think he did it? You think he did it because they knew the camera was on him? Or do you think he did it by accident?
I don't know if he thought the camera was on him at all. I just think he just was so uninterested.
Just had it.
I don't know how people like that keep working together.
Money?
I know, but, you know, it's strange.
Plus you have other guys in the band.
Music, bands tend to always go that way. Look at the Stones. They don't hang out.
Yeah.
I mean, Keith and Ron, I think, are friends.
The one band that does, I told you before, I love the band. They're the most boring people in the world, and they're too positive, is Coldplay. And that Coldplay documentary was an interesting documentary, except there's no.
You know, I know you're gay. You like Coldplay.
Yeah, never heard that one. But the fact that they
nice
just.
Nice job, Brandon.
The fact that they just. Hey, you like them too. Back off. The fact that they just. The fact that they just all four of them just get along so well. It's kind of boring.
Yeah, that the
this is my favorite song of theirs.
Sitting on a cock because I'm gay.
They were on 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. It was boring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like them. They're nice, but it was dreadfully
boring.
Boring.
Band.
Yeah, they have rules that they all follow.
It's weird.
For a rock band, yeah.
You'd be so bored.
Yeah.
If they're a rock band.
They kicked the drummer out for like 2 weeks, and then I think they felt bad about it and brought him back.
No energy.
But some of these guys, you know, like Daltrey and Townsend. I would just think that, I just think they'd like each other, sorta. I mean, hey, we had a lot of success together. I mean, there's something good there. But then,
But look at the Gallagher brothers. Look at Ray and Dave Davies. I mean, they're brothers, and the band splits them apart because it's
the Black Crowes.
Yeah,
who said that.
So much work.
Steve Gorman tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah,
and the Black Crowes.
His book.
Cool. Thank you, Troy.
Troy.
Really, all the big. They just, you know, you want them to be friends. Though, as a fan, he's like, I mean, are the AC/DC guys friends?
Well, did the Beatles all love each other? They didn't all love each other.
Yeah, they did in the end.
In the beginning.
They split up after 12 years.
Right.
So, I mean, John, Paul, and George were together 12 years. But then, yeah, they had their ups and downs. I mean, but...
The Monkees? Didn't they hate Davy Jones? I love Davy Jones, but didn't they dislike him?
Mike Nesmith was the only one who...
Was he?
I refuse to talk about the Monkees after the Beatles. I'm sorry.
Did the Beach Boys hate each other?
Yeah, they had problems, Brian and Mike Love. I think there was Mike Love felt he didn't get enough credit. He probably got too much credit, if you ask me.
What about between Brian, Dennis, and Carl? Did they hate each other? Brothers?
I don't think so.
They got along well in their hatred for their father. That's
yeah.
what Bob
Yeah, they had some, they those, had some things that bound them. But,
the Seattle bands seem to get along pretty well. I mean,
yeah, they
Pearl
do.
Jam,
They seem like they like each other. I don't know. I can't. Yeah, I guess. But you know, you do have all
syncopated.
These. like we were talking about yesterday, you have all these broken people.
Yeah.
Who are brought together. And oh, I know a band that loves each other. The NoFX guys, watching that documentary,
oh, really?
You could tell they really have.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not easy, but they appreciate each other in a strange way. I think punk bands tend to be more like that.
The Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
They all. I mean, they won't even perform anymore because one died.
Yeah. But
the Carpenters. What happens? The Carpenters loved each other. Karen and Richard.
Richard and Karen lived together.
Yeah. Who cares?
Captain and Tennille.
They dug each other for a while.
No.
What? For a while?
What are you talking about?
They did. They don't get along.
God, what a weird story.
Or Daryl.
Daryl Dragon.
I know. Put up with that beast for
he
so many years.
Him.
Can't believe you just got on
Tony killed
on the show.
Tony killed Daryl. Broke his heart.
You know, the Black Crowes thing, I think, is very typical, where the lead singer eventually says, you know, the all-for-one, one-for-all thing, everybody wants to interview me. I write all the lyrics. I'm the front man. This all, I really should be getting a bigger share. And that's...
Can't use the name, though.
No, but that's always very hard for the band to accept. I think that was Peter Wolf and Jay Giles.
Yeah.
And it just is a matter of how much more the lead singer wants.
Giles?
Henley and Fry wanted 50% of the whole, and they had like four other guys. So that's where Don Felder went.
Yeah.
Joe Walsh should be getting a bigger share now.
Page and Plant got together pretty well, didn't they?
Well, Page always wanted to do more, and Plant wanted to move on.
Well, Alice Krauss.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd the Stones get along?
Oh, thanks for listening to the podcast. We already covered them. But.
Well, Mick.
Last minute.
I don't think anybody really has much to do with Mick Jagger.
No.
I think there's too much has gone
Love
over the
you,
bridge
Jagger.
There. But it sounds like Keith and Ron Wood are buddies, you know, and they're guitar buddies, and they switch back and forth. And I
feel like Charlie's just doing his own thing all the time.
But I think they all love Charlie. Charlie's good tonight. Anyway, there's one other musical note. John Hinckley wants to work in the music industry.
Well, he's not allowed to, though. They told him he wasn't allowed to.
You can't stop John Hinckley. You want something?
Well, he can't stop talent.
Why can't he work in the Why can't he work in the music industry?
Doing what? Selling albums?
I don't know.
Well, didn't he have a band? Does he want to launch his band now?
Maybe.
What does working in the music industry even mean?
It's in the Detroit news. Frankly, it came up like an hour ago.
I'm surprised that Hinckley doesn't have a podcast yet. Wouldn't that be great?
Will his mother let him?
The John Hinckley podcast
dedicated to Jodie Foster.
Oh boy. You'd have to listen to it on 2x speed.
Why do I get so mad when psychiatrists insist that, oh, he's fine now?
Because you know he's
fine.
Not. Because you know he's not.
He's communicating with Bundy. Come on. Isn't that enough?
How the hell did he even get out?
I don't know.
He's crazy,
know.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was found not guilty by reason of insanity. That's
so
why.
Let him out?
Oh, boy. Hey, Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, they've launched their Jeep Adventure Days, and you better believe it's exciting as it sounds, because during Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand new Jeep you've been yearning for, like a 19 Jeep Compass Limited, as low as $166 a month. Maybe the Mac Daddy. You can lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $268 a month. Our friends at Zod have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so that means lots of sweet Jeeps for you to choose from. Finally! You know we can't get through a Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram read without mentioning the Ram trucks. Go lease
Hold
a new.
On, that's my daddy.
Go lease a new 19 Ram crew cam. What's it?
Crew cab.
Crew cab.
What?
Big Horn edition as low as $145 a month. Yes, Ram truck. And yes, Zod has an ass ton of Rams to choose from. Also, see details in their massive inventory deals in D.com. Hall
read
Financial.
That again.
Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. Top mortgage company in Michigan for client service, big supporters of our show, and they get back to you fast, and they work fast. 44 days is the industry average for a refi. 19 days is their average. I got many people have told me it was quicker than that. And they'll hold your hand if you don't know what's going on. It's your first time. You're buying your first home. Or it's your first refi. They make it easy for you. They communicate. They're really good at getting back. Speedy, speedy, speedy. 800 five-star reviews.
Man, I had an experience with the sheriff.
Oh, Jess?
Yeah, well, she needed some air checks from Solo Detroit, so I sent him back, and I was shocked at how quick I got a reply.
I just said that to her yesterday.
True, I know, and I didn't believe it until I lived it. Like, it was so quick.
I know, it's like, bam, it's right there. It's like, she didn't have time to type it.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know how it went to space and got back to her that quick.
You've got mail.
I think it's very emphasized.
She signed it, the sheriff, too.
Don't see why so many people give them 5-star ratings. Hall Financial. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Go to the website. Click the link. They'll get back to you, but fast, after you fill out the online form. Hall Financial. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. And Luke Nowacki wants to help you with your financial plan. Maybe you don't have a financial plan. Maybe you should. Maybe you just had a baby. Maybe you're going to have a baby. You're planning to have a baby. Maybe you've got two people with good jobs, and you're not really doing anything. Mm. Your money's sitting in the bank, like Brandon.
Shit.
Losing money against inflation. Luke Nowacki, we'd love to help you. It's really not a big deal. I think people have to get over the fear of investing. I think that's the biggest thing. 248-663-4748. Just got to get some balls. But otherwise, inflation will beat you. It will, over time. You don't have to take terrible risks. Call Luke, 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Rollins Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Rollins Associates Incorporated. Separately owned other entities and or marketing names, products, services, referenced here, independent of Rollins Associates Incorporated.
Don't be economic girly man.
Someone's been watching Susie Orman.
You guys want to talk about, I just want to run upstairs for a minute.
Okay.
I was going to say, well,
can I repeat about, my joke from yesterday?
Can talk about whatever you want. Yeah, you could do that.
No.
Bring some chips down, Drew.
I was in line today at the post office, and I started laughing thinking about how appalled you were before the show when I said that joke.
I don't know.
It was not a good joke. I'm sorry.
It's funny how...
I was disgusted myself.
Everybody has a different sort of threshold for what's funny yet versus gross, and I know what? I have my threshold.
Gross.
Ah, good one.
But yeah, you can replay that, or
I'm not repeating it.
Talk about Big Poppy.
No,
or
people could listen
Big
to
poopy.
It. People can Monday listen Night back.
Football. This is your opportunity, man.
To talk about Big Poopy.
What? You don't like Big Poppy?
No, I like him. I do. I just hated that he was on the Red Sox. I do. Like him, I appreciate him.
That's your take on Big Poppy? Is that you like him?
Well, you asked me if I liked him or not.
Oh, I thought there were...
If you're a Red Sox, I don't like you.
Even if you get shot?
That makes no sense.
Even if you get shot.
Just because you're a Red Sox. Yes. So you hate Dave Dombrowski, okay.
No, Dave Dombrowski was here first. If I see you with a Boston hat on, I automatically don't like you.
I just like baseball as a kid.
It's the first thing.
You realize how...
And I despise the Patriots.
You understand?
Absolutely.
You understand how illogical that is.
It is what it is. You know, it's sports.
And how great is it that Antonio Brown went
unbelievable.
To the Patriots?
How about your boy inviting him to stay over?
Why not? He needs a place to stay. Why wouldn't
he? Stays over and screws Giselle. That would be my dream.
What would that prove?
I hope he jams like stakes down Tom Brady's mouth.
That just means
Tom
Brady will become single and he'll nail everything on the planet.
Honestly, what would that... So he bangs Giselle. What does that do for you?
It makes me feel better that Tom's wife cheated on him.
Anyway, going back, I think that it was a very good thing that at least David Ortiz is up and walking around now.
Yeah.
Now we got to get to the bottom of exactly what happened, but I don't think we ever
will.
So
many stories
out
there.
It's so shrouded in mystery.
I do believe he banged the wrong mistress.
I think that's what it was.
Pretty sure that was it.
Yeah.
Watching him throw that first pitch and speak, I'm like, wow, this guy was shot. How many times was he shot?
Once.
I think just once.
Just once.
They only shot once.
What was that, four months ago?
This big assassination team only shot once.
How long ago was that?
A couple months.
Yeah,
so I'm watching, he got shot, and he throws out the first pitch, and all I can think of is, that guy's in better shape than I am.
Yeah, he lost weight.
And he's been shot.
He'll make bad.
In less than a year, he's been shot, and he's in better shape than me.
Hey, what are you going to do?
That was a pretty bad first pitch for a former player.
He wasn't a pitcher.
I guess he wasn't a fielder either.
He gets away with it. He's a DH.
Yeah.
Now, Antonio Brown, the way he got out of the Raiders. And
it was genius.
It's
genius.
They did it together. I mean, it's a coup d'etat.
He breaks another tackle. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. It's not a sports podcast.
I wanted to assault the buffet tonight, but Drew doesn't have the tickets.
No.
Oh, my God. The Tigers are still playing.
Yankees are here for three games.
Oh, great. Who cares?
still want to see him.
What is the Tigers' record now? I don't even know.
41 wins and like 100 losses.
Fun.
And here's the 2-2 pitch. Oh, it's a big swing. It's up. It's oh, and it's not a sports podcast.
I wanted to ask him if he saw the story. I don't know. I feel like I'm seeing it everywhere, but that guy that was killed by those Saudis.
Oh, how do you pronounce his
Khashoggi,
name?
Jamal Khashoggi.
Yeah.
Because to say his name.
Because they've really, maybe. But they've released the transcript. And honestly, you read it, and it reads like a movie script.
Yeah.
It's so gruesome. It's so bizarre. You read it, right, Brandon?
I did. So essentially, we already know. We've seen the video of him entering, what is that, the Turkish
embassy. Yeah, or the Saudi Arabian consulate in Turkey.
Okay. And his fiance is sitting there waiting for him in the car. He goes in, I'll be 10 minutes. So he walks in, and they got to work right away. They took him upstairs. He was placed in a room with one of the prince, what's his name?
I don't know.
OBS?
Yeah. OBS.
OBJ.
Yeah, irritable bowel syndrome.
Isn't it an MBS?
Something like that, yeah. One of his right-hand men is sitting in there, and he sits down, and they basically just talk to him and give him two options. You can either fly with us back to Riyadh, mm-hmm. or you can send a letter to your son, which is pretty much insinuating you're going
to
die.
And he knew right away. He's like, what do you want me to say to my son? I'm not saying anything. And he points out this towel. He's like, what are you going to do with that towel? Like, I mean, he clearly knew he was going to be murdered.
They even came and they brought a bunch of surgical tools, and they unwrapped it right in front of him on top of the desk right in front of him and said, you know, hey, it's up to you. What do you want to do? And, you know, within, I think, 14 minutes of him being in that building or 10 minutes of being in that building, they just wrapped the bag over his head and they suffocated him. And from there is where it kind of gets a little weird because some of the transcripts following that
is the saw.
The guy who's cutting him up, who's saying, oh, I've never cut up a warm body before. Well, they drain him of blood. They cut him up and they put him in seven different bags and then they put him in seven different cars and then they drive in seven different directions.
The guy that cut him up and chopped him up. There's a transcript of him before Khashoggi's even there.
Yeah.
And so someone's saying, it's possible to put this body in a bag. He's like, no. And it's just how nonchalant he is about the whole thing. And these are the quotes. He's like, not too heavy, very tall too. Actually, I've worked on cadavers. I know how to cut it very well. I've never worked on a warm body though, but I'll manage that easily. I normally put on headphones and listen to music when I cut cadavers.
Yeah, it's very American Psycho-esque.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. In the meantime, I sip on my coffee.
See that movie again.
And I smoke, and after I dismember it, you'll wrap the parts in plastic bags, put them in suitcases, take them out of the building. Like, that was the plan, and this doesn't even pass this guy by that he's going to be murdering and chopping a human being
up. The only audio that they released.
Which means you know he's done it a bunch of times.
This was the only audio they actually released.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
That's probably what he listens to.
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. When sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
So I think that there was a total of 15 people, 15 guys that were kind of sent to do this hit.
Yeah.
And of those 15, they've arrested 10 of them. But the top five.
They're not going to do anything to him.
The top five, including that right-hand man dude and the guy who cut him up.
Right-hand arm man.
Right-hand arm.
Silly Rabbit.
Silly Rabbit. Yeah, those two guys and then three others, they're pretty much scot-free because they're really, really close to IBS, Irritable Bowel Syndrome.
Mohammed Irritable Bowel Syndrome.
That's the guy.
MIBS.
Yeah, so I'm not sure where this goes.
It doesn't really mean that much other than it's just more proof that, you know, this state killed a journalist because they didn't like what he was writing.
That's pretty crazy.
It's totally crazy. Nothing's going to happen to Saudi Arabia because, you know, we like them.
Yeah.
Our government likes them.
And IBS has a relationship with Lindsay Lohan, which is weird.
Oh, that's right. Hey, wasn't he banging somebody too?
I thought it was Lindsay Lohan.
Was it the Lohan that he was banging?
Yeah.
Couldn't he do better than Lindsay Lohan? I know he's a murderer and all
right
that.
Back in man, the day. That right-hand man that we were talking about, he was trying to tell IBS not to do it.
Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest, fucking sweaty, orange vagina anyone has ever seen. I haven't seen it, but it shits out freckles, it's orange, and it fucking smells like diarrhea.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Nothing will happen of it, but it was just a wild story that was out there.
Yeah. What can you do when it's the head of the state? What can you do?
Nothing. Well, you can maybe not work with them and be so friendly anymore, or you could sanction them. I mean, we have no problem sanctioning countries, but, you know.
We don't sanction that country.
We have bases there, so we need them. Lindsay Lohan reminded me, we've talked about Britney Spears before and all this stuff. I don't think we've talked on the podcast about her dad. Have we talked about that in K-Fed? A little bit, right?
If anything, we might have quickly mentioned that K-Fed got more custody rights.
That's right.
But the story is actually, it's bigger than you think. And the reason being is because Britney Spears is currently, I don't know what the exact word is.
Conservator. She had a conservator. I mean, her dad was her conservator.
That's the word I'm looking
for.
Yeah,
her dad was her conservator, but because of these claims, he had to resign temporarily till it gets cleared up. And they gave a temporary care manager is what they call it. And, and what this lady's supposed to do is limit and restrict visitors and take care of the caretakers of the house, security guards, nannies, all that stuff.
And the money.
You know what? I don't know if this person has that much control over her money.
But her father did.
Her father did, yeah. But I think that might just be whatever he set it at is still going forward. But medical, you know, because she's kind of nuts, too. And all I can think of is I'm reading this story, and then it hit me because I think I just always think of her as being, I don't know, 20 years old, even though her kids are teenagers.
Sure.
She's 37.
Right.
Can you imagine being 37 and not having any control over your medical or who you're allowed to visit or
and the way that this money. Is set
like,
up,
how
it's,
nuts
it's
is she?
Set up that she's supposed to be like this for the rest of her life. It's not supposed to be reversed. She should never be able to get, because of the rules of the state, she should never be able to get personal responsibility, her money back.
She's never going to be able to get it back?
Not according to the way that the state law is written.
That's insane.
And that I think that's why this story is kind of a big deal. They're trying to, you know, really go after her father to make sure that if they can reverse this somehow, get a judge to reverse this, even though I don't know if it's possible, they're trying to get everything back on her own.
We just let her have control over everything and see how she does. I think it'd be a
blast. How does she get it back?
She got Brandon saying she can't based on law. I mean,
she can't. Sorry.
Welcome.
Okay. How'd everything go upstairs? What were you doing?
I was lying down.
Oh. You all right?
Yeah. I looked at the clock and I'm like, 48 minutes have gone by.
Don't feel good.
Well, we can do a short. We can do a short one today.
I think we're gonna need.
Can
to.
I sip, all peel, right. and win this cup?
Sure.
Okay. Thanks.
Somebody, but I just haven't noticed. Right, somebody sent us a bunch of shirts there.
I just realized that Tom asked you for the cup, your empty Dunkin' Donuts cup, so he could peel and win.
There it is.
What did you win?
I think we won something. Not sure what it is though. I think you might have.
What is it?
Oh, if I might have won another coffee or something.
Didn't you read it?
Well, it says feeling lucky. You're not an instant winner, but you still have a chance to win. Here's your code.
Brandon, what are all those T-shirts somebody brought over? Is that from Soft Weekly?
Where were these at?
They were on my front porch.
Yeah.
Wait, you went outside too?
Yeah, this is definitely.
Yeah, he took a drive. He went to 7-Eleven. He's back.
It's definitely from the Soft Weekly.
Corey.
Yeah. Especially the shirts. Oh, great. This one that he makes fun of me. And
oh, let me see that
the
one.
The personal phone book of wrong phone numbers for everyone in the entire, you know. Thank you. Thanks.
There's only one problem with that shirt. There's too much print on it.
That's a heavy print.
Well, it's just a lot for a person to read on your shirt.
There's also a card from Marnie.
Thanks, Corey.
About Mags.
I see Layla got a lot of treats upstairs, too.
Yes, Layla, they get a lot of treats.
It's funny. I was upstairs earlier and was talking to Drew and Drew. What's that noise? I said, that's Layla. She's eating food because she now has her tags.
Yes.
Well done, Drew.
She does. I know Mag's got his before he died, too.
You licensed them?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. And then that happened. He got his shots, too.
How soon before he passed? Like, when did he get them before he died?
The tags about a week before he died.
Okay. God, I didn't notice. Was he not wearing them?
He was.
Oh, okay.
He was.
I'm glad you didn't get a ticket, though. A summons.
I did get a summons. Steve Thomas, also assistant manager for the Michigan Humane Society, sent a card.
Sent stuff when Lil Bill died.
Yeah.
My heart sank when I read the news of his passing. It's obviously a big part of your life that not-so-little guy was. Show won't be the same without him. Deepest condolences. Give Layla a treat or hug for me. Forget the loss of a pet affects the other pets, too. Never heard a lot, but if when you're ready to bring another dog into your home, be happy to help you out. Very nice. Nice card.
Layla,
thank you, Steve.
Mag.
It was the address on it was former sportscaster Drew Lane.
Sports radio.
They have cards now. You shared a loving bond with your pet. Why, that's a... No Sweet. Kidding.
Aww.
Thought I was a complete kook. Boy, there's a lot of people who fall apart over their
you're
dogs.
You're not a kook.
Did I mention yesterday I think I did. I am losing my mind. That I was in the bank, and the teller asked me how I was doing, which was really just being polite. And I said, "Oh, I lost my dog. I've been kind of bumming." She's like, "Oh!" And I showed her a picture of Max. I'm like, "What am I doing? What's wrong with me? I'm so proud of my dog that I'm showing her a picture of my dog. What am I trying to make her cry?"
I gotta say, I love it when people, "Hey, how you doing?" I love just hitting them with something other than okay.
Well, I don't know why. I do say fine normally, but
I know, but that's not fun. Isn't it more fun to go, "Well, let me tell you the story of what happened to me."
You got a few minutes.
She had no business being hit by me losing my beloved dog.
She asked the question. She wanted to know how you were doing.
She's a teller at the bank. She had to ask me how I was doing.
No, she could have just said, "Good morning."
I guess.
She's the one that asked the question.
Confession, I showed her a second picture, too.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Remember that Seinfeld episode when Kramer went to the bank? And the bank says, "If we don't say hello to you, you get a free gift." So he'd go into the bank, and the guy said, "Hey." He's like, "You didn't say hello. You owe me." And he wound up getting all these things. Great, great episode. Just another Seinfeldian thing here.
Ah, yes. Well, you know, I was looking at...
I saw it. Jeez. Really worried about you.
No, I'm really tired.
Someone take his blood pressure.
He's a sleeping son of a bitch.
You need a good assault to on the buffet. That's what
I need. I might. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
He's a sleepy guy.
I was looking at the pictures that this doctor took of the 9/11 site.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. These
I don't know. You mean in Shanksville?
No, these here.
New photos in New York.
Yeah,
can you pull them up, Brandon?
They're in the Daily Mail, and it's just like, oh, my God. I mean, somebody has to go through all that crap and did. And then
suffer health consequences.
Right.
Yeah, health consequences. It reminded me of Bush with the megaphone out there. And, I mean, it's just
with the fire chief.
How tall is that? That's
very tall.
I mean, I think it's misleading.
Look at that.
Yeah, it is misleading. Like,
is that like four stories or five stories of rubble?
It's got to be, right? Yeah,
probably more.
Think about that.
But these are brand new photos that have never been released. And it is sad because, I mean, there's so many people here on Ground Zero, so many first responders, and they're trying to clean up so much. And we know how many of these people are now affected with.
Or dead.
Yeah, or dead.
Is the winter hat guy in any of them?
The winter hat guy? Oh, that guy? No, no. That was
what,
funny.
Too soon?
No. You know, this reminded me.
That's another story.
Because it was right after this. And I hated this. I thought it was terrible. You know, everybody was down there, CNN, you know, all the usual suspects.
Yeah.
And they're inviting people to come by with pictures of their loved ones.
I know.
And it's like,
I remember that.
They're in the rubble. They're dead. Yeah. Of course they're dead. Nobody's seen them. And it's just that the networks they're just doing this. They're like tugging heartstrings, and it's crazy.
I didn't know what else to do, though.
I know, but it was just, that was terrible.
Remember Ron and Sana?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I don't know why that sticks
out
in my
CNBC. Because he was soot covered.
I know. Nobody had a towel. He couldn't wipe his face.
It was more effective, I guess.
Was Brian Williams there? That's what I want to know.
Probably. Yeah, he was on NBC then, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was on one of the planes.
Wait, was Tom Brokaw still on?
Brokaw
was on
was.
One of the planes.
Well, remember, it happened in the morning, so wasn't it Lauer and Couric that broke it?
I guess so.
One that it was Marky Mark Wahlberg and Seth MacFarlane. Those were two people that were supposed to be on.
Oh, that's right. Remember, we heard all those stories. It was supposed
to be. It could have been me.
That might be the worst. It could have been me.
James Woods had the best story.
Oh, that's right.
He saw him practicing.
Yeah.
And he told them.
Saying something.
Yeah. He smelled it. It was the flight. It was the flight too. And the...
Wait, fill me in on that one again.
James Woods was on a flight.
Yeah.
And there were people at various slots in the plane. And at some point, they stood up almost at the same time. And he smelled something. He thought, something is up. He thought... I don't know what these guys are doing, but they're up to something. And he called the FBI, and I think he even had the rows of the plane and all that. And
something's going on, and somebody's not telling me something.
I think they interviewed him about it, too. Hmm. And it turned out he was absolutely right. It was the flight.
Holy shit.
It was the flight, and you say?
Like that could have been me.
Where was the plane that was in Pennsylvania? The one that went down? Where, was that 93? Going? Was that going to the White House? Where was that going?
I thought it was the Capitol building.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think they really ever knew.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches, man.
I know.
You know what really hurt me when I, well, everything. But when they showed the people celebrating and the kids jumping up and down and everything when they went to wherever they were shooting, Iran or, do you remember, do you understand what I'm talking about?
Were you hanging out with Trump?
No.
I was wondering if that's where it was going, Drew.
I don't know if I saw a video like that, but
I did.
I remember is being completely blindsided to read that, you know, something like half of Pakistan was delighted with it. And, you know, they were doing polls in certain countries in that area and people were saying, oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah. America deserves it. Fuck them.
Yep.
Like, what? Really?
No, I saw actual footage of people, you know, celebrating and jumping kids. Everything. It was... That really stuck it to me.
Well, you know, suicide bombers were celebrated when, you know, their families would be celebrated. They'd have these big gigs where, you know, hey, he's going to heaven, 72 virgins, whatever. I don't know.
I've never wanted to be a conspiracy theorist. I never agreed with any of the loose change stuff. I was never, jet fuel doesn't melt metal.
I kind of jumped on those.
The only thing, we know Lily did, but the only thing, though, is the Pentagon one. Why have you never seen video of the Pentagon? Yeah. It's been 18 years now.
I thought there is a
there's
the plane hit
there's
it?
There's the flash. Yeah, there's just the flash.
No, can't you just see the plane going in?
I don't think I've ever
low?
Seen
I thought like I did that. See that.
I thought it was from like a parking park. Okay.
Look at this is the one you get. You get three stills. Now I'm telling you, I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Well, maybe there's video. We don't want to release video of the Pentagon getting hit. I don't know.
This is the only video.
Was there much video surveillance back then?
Did Rumsfeld blow it up?
Of course, there's video surveillance.
Okay, so who blew it up and why?
I guess I'm telling you, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But why not release this footage? It's been 18 years.
They don't have it.
They don't have it. You're telling me that the gas station across the street didn't have it.
There's
You're
a gas station across the street from the Pentagon.
Yeah, they have a store too. A mini mart. There's a mini mart.
No, there's not.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but why is there absolutely nothing on
Excellent,
this?
Excellent, Brandon. Why? Excellent point.
Because they already know who did it.
Why did I think I saw the plane actually coming in at a really low angle?
You never did.
There's not a video of those stills that you're showing right there.
But yes, I'll show you the video.
That's clear. I mean, inside job, clearly. There's no
On
video.
The same day as 9/11, what a coincidence.
I'm telling you, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not telling you that George Bush did it or anything like that. I just want to know why. And if anybody has seen an actual video of it, send it to me because I just haven't seen it. Not that I'm want to watch disgusting, crazy things like that. But there's so much crap on the internet. There's so much insane things.
What are you playing right now, Brandon? What's that?
This is one on. See, this is just shows
simulation.
You a simulation of it. That's the only one that I'm curious about.
What do some of the conspiracies say about that Pentagon?
That it's a missile and that.
From who and why?
I don't know, and I don't care. Here's the security footage that there is. You see it? This is the only one. Okay. Only one. The only camera in the entire history.
Yeah, there's
boom,
a video?
That's it. That's it. Okay. Where did you see it?
It looked like a plane to me.
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
what plane was it?
Come on. Look at that. Does that really look like a jumbo airplane?
If that's a missile, what happened to the alleged plane that hit it? It just disappeared.
I know, and I'm telling
like the
you,
TV, it was like plane. The TV show Manifest. It's going to return any day.
I feel like an idiot saying this, but
I don't.
18 years later, really, we can't unseal any type of documents or videos, anything at all.
You just played a video.
We just found out Martin Luther King was laughing at a rape.
What do you see here, Mark?
Just found that out.
I see a plane crashing into the Pentagon.
Say that about
Martin. Where the hell do you see a plane?
Is it a book?
Isn't the plane a little bit longer than that?
Okay.
I don't see a plane.
What happened to the plane that allegedly was it Flight 77 that hit the Pentagon? What happened
I don't
to that
know,
plane?
Mark, but why is there no video?
I don't know. If you're going to use I don't know, then I'm going to use I don't know.
All right.
I mean, logically, what would have happened to the plane and the people that allegedly,
I don't know.
You're saying, allegedly died on it?
I don't know. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking why there's no video.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe they didn't have security footage rolling on the Pentagon.
Yeah, because in ancient times, back in 2001, somebody could
walk up to the Pentagon at our leisure.
No, I don't think you can. The Pentagon. I don't think you can.
Had absolutely no surveillance back in 2001. It was maybe, so long ago.
Maybe Zapruder III hasn't sold the film yet. He hasn't gotten the right offer.
I don't think
surveillance was as common in 2001 as you think.
Mark,
it
that's
was.
The Pentagon.
Yeah.
It's not like a shopping mall. It's the Pentagon.
Yeah, I don't think shopping malls had them
either.
The
only video that's released is one
frame. They didn't set up any
second.
Surveillance because they were so sure nobody would ever hit the Pentagon.
I don't know.
There's nothing around the Pentagon.
It is kind of amazing how unprepared we were.
Oh, totally.
There's plenty around the Pentagon. There's plenty around Washington, D.C. There's plenty of cameras that look into the sky.
Yeah, you can't walk anywhere in D.C. without being seen.
It's not in D.C.
Okay. It's
well, now... No, I guess the government.
I could have sworn I saw a really slowed down version where you could see.
Well, we just watched it.
I know it's hard to tell what's going on there. I mean, it's really a giant flash.
It's right there.
There's nothing around it. There's nothing around it.
Shut up! There is so much
where
around. All this
it's surrounded by highways.
All right.
You know,
drink the Kool-Aid.
Okay, not to join the conspiracy, but
oh, Lord.
Is there video of that plane flying low over D.C.? I mean, it seems like there has to be.
No! That's what I'm saying. There should be something. There should be a gas station camera.
There's video. I mean, we watched that plane fly into that building on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, what?
But wait a sec. There's only one video of the first plane hitting it.
Yeah, it was
because
an
no
accidental
one knew it was
video.
Coming.
Exactly. Well, you're telling me in Manhattan
what,
they didn't have
no
security footage in Manhattan? That seems ridiculous. What
first
about the
all,
gas stations in Manhattan?
Jets,
the UN building.
Jets don't fly over Manhattan. They do not. But, so this one
there
particular
is a huge difference.
Helicopters
flying
do
very low.
Well, maybe you know what?
How many stories?
I don't think you're
allowed
to fly over
the Pentagon.
Five
stories.
What?
How many stories is the Pentagon?
It's not that tall.
Exactly. So they're supposed to.
What did you just prove?
He proved
so
that you
video
not fly into a high building.
You
got
to
come down
you
low
have
to get
come
it.
All the way down to five stories instead of what 90 stories.
Yeah. Okay, now you
that's
realize
a pretty big, that's about
now you
85
realize
different.
There is
an amazing hit.
You realize there is an airport nearby, right? Washington National. Mm-hmm. Right, there's Reagan National now.
Yeah.
Well, so maybe it's not that abnormal to see a plane flying low nearby that area, so nobody turned their camera on. And our surveillance cameras pointed up in the sky at airplanes?
Did that plane take anything else down before it hit the Pentagon?
Yeah.
An air security camera is not the most valuable thing.
It took down some telephone lines.
Oh, my God. Zoom out and look how close it is to Reagan National Airport. They probably thought it was a plane landing. It's right here. It's right here. Ronald Reagan, zoom out a little bit. The airport is right there.
Ronald Reagan.
Why would anybody just, look at that plane that's about to land at an airport.
Right,
let me get my camera on
I'm not trying to be
it.
A conspiracy theorist. I'm just saying that I thought that there'd be video by now.
Absolutely.
There is. You just watched it.
All right. If you want to go by that, all right.
Yeah, Mark, be a believer. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, once again, what happened
not
to flight?
Not saying that there was anything nefarious done by our
Brandon
government.
You're awfully huffy for a non-conspiratorial person.
Are you going to join the event Storm the Pentagon to see if 9/11 was an inside job tomorrow? Apparently, that's
really?
It's on Google. It's a Google event.
Not going to be here
wait,
tomorrow.
Google the company?
It says Storm the Pentagon to see if 9/11 was an inside job. Wednesday, September
11th. Storm the Pentagon.
Yeah, kind of like Storm Area 51.
Are they going to be ready for that?
There's a phone number connected to it.
I bet you that'll be videoed.
What is this all about?
Yeah,
see?
We call it.
I didn't even know about this. This is just...
How many people are going?
Oh, well, you
so
and,
41
and Tom.
People
there's
are going.
Two. You guys better hurry up and
bring Lily. I'm bringing Lily with
Lily. Okay, there's three people.
We're going to go to that mini mart first.
Sorry for getting us into an argument.
No, I like
it. No,
it
was a good argument. I think it's a good discussion.
It was a ludicrous argument.
I still think the whole topic is fascinating.
It is unbelievably fascinating.
Yeah, it's.
I still, to this day, I still cannot believe how those buildings came down the way they did. I can't believe
I would have never in a million years. I mean, nobody said, by the way, these buildings could be coming down any minute. It's like, nobody knows this is going to happen. It just happens. Like, oh, my God, the building's crumbling.
Yeah. I can't.
Really?
I cannot ever get that out of my head.
And then the second building, too. And then there was another building. Wasn't there a third building that came down?
Number five. Was it number five or number seven?
The one that they said that they were going to pull it?
They what? What did they do?
You remember that?
Yes.
It's the guy who owns the World Trade Center. In an interview shortly after, he had said, we had made the decision to pull it. And so people said, oh, by pull it, he means demolition. That's a demolition term. That means you pull it and you blow it up.
He already had it set up.
What he meant was you pull the rescue. That's what he meant. He meant pull the rescue.
You sure you're not a conspiracy theorist?
There's a part of me that is.
Okay, then who did it?
You've been reading Lily's books.
I don't know.
Lily!
It's not right. It just don't look right.
I'd rather be a non-conspiracy theorist with this one.
Yeah,
I
agree.
I feel a lot more confident on the other side of things. Because the conspiracy theorist, the first problem is to actually have a conspiracy.
Yeah.
The people that don't tell, I mean, there's too many people.
Right.
It's impossible.
But they're all dead now.
What?
No, they're not.
Then that makes the conspiracy even dumber. Why would they do it so they die? It's been 18 years.
Yeah, eventually, they're going to all die, just like everyone says what Hillary did.
No deathbed confessions.
No deathbed. You don't know when you're going.
Okay, why'd they do it then?
I don't know, Mark. I'm not that
smart.
Come
on, how can you believe in conspiracy theory smart. If you don't believe the ends of it?
They wanted a war? I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, boy.
It could just be 21 assholes hell-bent on taking down this country the best way. I mean, it's almost a perfect plan.
Man, I am really running changed out of steam today.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Maybe some soft rock will get you going. We'll soften you up.
Today in soft rock?
Yeah, why not?
Go ahead.
What the hell?
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. So please, Tom, tell us what happened today in soft rock.
I think this will do it for you, Drew. We'll start off in 1952 at Atlantic Records in New York. Ahmet Ertegun begins recording his newest signing. 21-year-old Ray Charles, whose contract had been purchased from Swing Time Labels for $2,500. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Too bad. Charles probably would have made more if he would have signed the actual contract instead of him feeling around the table for 3 minutes and signing a table inches away from the contract.
Oh!
By the way, I was flipping channels the other day, and I came up to
he's
Ray.
He's gay. I mean, he's gay.
The movie?
Excuse me, he's blind.
Jamie Foxx is amazing in that movie.
Yeah, he's great.
Mm-hmm. Holy crow. How is that guy not in more stuff right now? Still.
I feel like he's in a ton of stuff.
I haven't heard his name, except breaking up with, what's his
name?
Katie
Holmes.
Yeah, with Holmes. Yeah.
He's got some new 20-year-old or something.
Oh, good for him.
Nice. Well, no, she says she's not his girlfriend.
He's so good. Sorry. So good. Anyway, 1963, an unauthorized 2-disc set of Bob Dylan songs first appear in an L.A. record store. The bootleg was entitled The Great White Wonder, but later was changed to The Straight Cisgender White Wonder, thanks to a stupid article published by Vice.com.
Hey!
Good one!
We go to 1970. Jimi Hendrix gives his final interview with Keith Altham, a journalist for the British weekly newspaper, The Record Mirror. During their dialogue, the guitarist confirmed that his bassist, Billy Cox, was leaving the band due to exhaustion. But he wasn't too worried since Cox was just the bass player.
Come in, let's go.
I know how Billy Cox felt.
I bet you do.
I do.
I know.
I don't know why.
You're gassed.
I'm just exhausted today.
You're gassed. That's okay.
I am.
1971.
Did you get hot today? Did you go work out?
No, I didn't.
That's the reason.
That's part of your problem.
Could be.
1971, my guy, Donny Osmond.
My guy, Donny Osmond.
It's number one with his version of Go Away, Little Girl. Man, I love
that
song.
Shut the fuck up, Donny.
Thank you.
What's
just so happened to be the Michael Jackson's favorite song and Jeffrey Epstein's least favorite.
Oh,
my guy.
I like Donnie. I always liked Donnie.
Clearly.
I did. I like his sister.
Did you like his comeback, Soldier of Love?
Sure.
Or was it Soldier something?
I'm all for him. I'm for Donnie.
Why?
Okay.
Because it just reminds me of my childhood. So
anything old is good.
Yeah. And in the same year, September 11th, the Jackson 5 Saturday morning cartoon show debuts on ABC. The show featured the voices of all five brothers. It's a little known fact that the show went through 17 perplexed dialogue editors who, for the life of them, no matter how hard they tried, could not remove the echo from Michael Jackson's voice. It sounded kind of like this.
Good one!
True? Drew, I need you. Come on.
This is a total
cartoon. This is a total disaster.
Why isn't my echo voice good enough for the cartoon?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
possibly the worst of a disaster.
Can I have an overnight? Ooh.
All right. And in 1975, Janis Ian is awarded her first gold record for the album entitled Between the Lines, which was also a unit of time Artie Lang hated going through when he was doing cocaine.
Hey!
That wasn't bad.
At 17, she learned the truth at 17.
Your new nose looks great.
Aww. I saw a picture of Artie looking pretty good.
Really? Yeah. How's his new nose?
His nose looked better.
Did you have this album, Tom?
I did.
Did you have the album cover?
I didn't have...
Did you have a poster of him hanging in your bedroom?
I did not have a poster of Donny Osmond. But I liked him. It was him and Michael Jackson going at it.
And now all he does is this.
Happy birthday, Tom. This one's for you.
Hey.
Tom likes
baseline.
It.
It's your birthday.
Time to celebrate and sing about who you. I call it Tom. It's your birthday. Good dancing. Time to sing and shout. Come on.
It's what you gotta do. Break it down. That's your guy.
Okay, how's he making money off this?
I don't know. Do you have to buy it? Oh, because American Greetings, like the greeting card company, pays him.
Yeah, obviously.
Ugh.
That's dumb.
Oh, that's stupid.
Hey, I'm going to wrap up this week in soft rock, going all the way to 2003.
Whoa.
All the way. Wow.
Well, Matt does all the writing, and Tom just reads it. What happened this week?
Tommy Chong was fined $20,000, sentenced to 9 months in federal prison, for which he began serving in April of 2004 for selling drug paraphernalia on the internet. When a journalist from High Times magazine asked him how far the prison was from his home, Chang replied, "Hey, far out, man."
Yeah, I can't believe it, man. I'm tripping.
Ouch.
Sorry.
Ha! Good one.
There's a documentary about
it. Nice job. Tommy Chong. None of you.
The Drew and Mike podcast in good old Detroit City.
Thank you, Tommy. All right, let's get out of here. God, I'm just.
Are you gassed?
I just was gassed
today.
Such
a mystery.
It's kind of mysterious.
It's the whole 9/11. It's the whole 9/11 thing coming down.
I took a 5-hour energy thing, and I want my money back.
It sounds like it took your energy.
We'll put something together.
God damn it.
Oh.
Hall Financial Hotline?
We got to shut it down now.
Open and shut at the same time.
Wow.
Plus, Tom and Brandon have to get to storm the Pentagon 9/11 event.
Oh, that's right.
Dude, we got to get a start.
I got to preface. I got to tell you, I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Yes, you are.
I do not think. I just want the vid. There's got to be a video.
Just watched one.
Whatever.
Brandon, I'm
could
glad
swear
you brought
there's
it
a
up.
Better one. I really, I don't know.
Maybe
why.
Maybe someone will show us something.
Show
I don't think
me.
It exists either.
Why do I think I've seen that?
Show it to me, that one that actually shows a friggin' plane.
When did they even talk about the Pentagon getting bombed? They don't. They don't talk about it.
Because there were three other crashes that, sorry to say, are a little, well, two were bigger. I mean, they took down those towers. The other one is just an amazing story of, you know, a group of people fighting back.
Yeah.
The other three are better stories.
Agreed.
That's why you don't hear about the Pentagon one as much.
Like us on Facebook. Give us a great rating on iTunes in spite of today's one-star show.
I'm glad to be proud.
I'm really sorry.
I'm proud to be part of it.
I just ran out of steam. What happened? I've been pushing on. Today I just woke up. Maybe I slept too long. I don't know what happened.
Want to go out and get something to eat?
No, I don't think it's what my problem is.
Go get some pizza.
For Tom, food solves all.
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to solve the buffet on Thursday, so.
I hope it happens.
No, I hope so.
I hope it happens.
No. Anyway.
Take that HGH, get going again.
Special 4-hour show tomorrow to make up for.
I don't know about that. Anyway, thanks for stopping by. I'll find myself one of these days. We'll see you.
Nice job! None of you!
Worst episode ever.
Dweller H.
A plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
Right into the top of it, man. It looks like a kamikaze. I mean, it looks like somebody flew right into it on purpose.
along with several others, look at that. Plane.
Where's the plane? Did the plane bounce off it, Mark?
Looks like the plane is inside of it. Look at that. Look at it, because
there's a gaping hole.
There's a gaping hole on two sides of it at this point. They're showing the top of the World Trade Center building. We're seeing a hole. And isn't there a hole, Mark, also on the left side?
Yeah,
there is two parts of the structure.
But do you see any part of the plane? I don't see anything.
No, and which could be obscured by smoke. At this point, there's a tremendous plume of black smoke. Black smoke is just pouring out of these gaping holes. The structure is just tremendously penetrated. The concrete is just literally gone with black smoke just pouring out of that thing.
Could the plane be inside?
Absolutely. Oh, definitely. God. Absolutely. Easily. You know, because you figure that thing penetrated concrete, steel girders, iron, you know, all of that, those things that go into building structures of that size.
Let's see about the other...
possibly a commercial jet again, a big question mark.
On CNBC.
Oh, a commercial jet. Oh,
no, it can't be a commercial jet.
I understand it had fuel in it too, honey. What a stupid statement.
Go down to 14, 10, and 9.
This looks like this would be a
there's a woman that just carried. I guess she fainted or something, but I don't see any physical injuries to her.
They're saying a twin-engine passenger plane.
All right, good talking to you, sir.
That sounds like a deliberate suicide.
I understand Teresa Renault. Yeah. Is with us right now. Ms. Renault, good morning.
Good morning. How
this
are you?
This is Bryant Gumbel. I'm down on 59th and 5th. Where are you?
I am in Chelsea, and we are at 8th and 16th. We are the tallest building in the area, and my window faces south, so it looks directly onto the World Trade Center. And I would say, you know, approximately 10 minutes ago, there was a major explosion from... Probably, it looks like about the 80th floor.
You definitely see a building in front. You don't need to be any kind of an expert to know when you're in the air that there's a building in front of you, okay?
Let's see, the north side.
Wow, that's an incredible shot on CBS that we're looking at. Unbelievable picture.
And it was very loud explosion.
This is also the part of the, well, I have to believe it's a tragedy because, first of all, whoever's in that plane, and if anybody's in the upper floors of that building, but... This is the part of the tragedy where they put some really dubious characters on TV to talk about it. Not to make light of it, but there's going to be some really sketchy things coming through your television, no matter what network you're on in the next hour or so until they figure out what the hell's going on.
Well, you see MSNBC.
They're just going to try and fill time. MSNBC?
Yeah, it's got a really nice view. But MSNBC has a view from above where there's the water and there's boats out there and the lighting is
what
really
excellent. What
is that? And that is considerably lower. And is that in the other building? Is that
wait a minute, was that the impact?
That apparently does look like it is in the other building at this point.
Did something just blow up?
Yes.
Lower, which means there
holy God,
you know, obviously,
man.
There are considerable numbers of stories above that explosion that we just saw.
Well, whoever's in that building is so dead.
Go back to CBS.
Yes, you can tell that
it's
live. That both buildings.
That was a humongous fireball from another. Was that from another building?
From the second building. Yeah, the second tower.
Into it. There's not. It didn't look like it was. And it didn't look like.
Look at the fire pouring out of that side.
try 10.
Can you characterize the scene? No.
Oh God!
Oh, Brian,
here come the dumb
up.
Journalists.
That's what I was just saying. This is where you get
look
some really.
Look at the plane really... go by. Oh, they showed it. That's the plane. Oh,
what?
Yeah, they just showed a plane go right through it.
Okay, back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up.
Wait a minute! Right there.
Oh my God!
That was a commercial. That was a jet.
Wait, that's a second plane. That's another one.
The other side. So this is obviously, or would seem to be, and again, I'm dealing in speculation,
purpose.
But it would seem like there is. A concerted attack against one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
Obviously,
that is a kamikaze.
Charles, I think you can take a little bit of, go out on a limb here and say that something planned is going on.
Yeah, that was a giant, oh my God.
You know, how un-effing believable is this?
Holy Christ.
I just assumed
Don, could you hear that? Could you hear that plane as it came in?
I did not hear that plane, but I had to step inside.
You want to back up? Let's take another look at that.
That was it looked to be a jet aircraft. One jet engine. Well,
oh
well,
my
back it up.
God.
Back it up and freeze on that airplane.
That's like out of a
movie. God. Oh,
can you believe? Yeah, it's just out of a movie.
You know what? That is a regular jet aircraft. There is a jet engine on each. That's a jet.
How big?
That's damn big.
That's big.
That's a big plane.
It's flying. It's larger, it's cooking too.
That's large. That looks to be larger than a business jet. It's bigger than like a Citation or Gulfstream, those types of things.
That looks like a good size plane that came in and
we're talking like over
hit the World Trade Center from the other side. So this is obviously.
What is up with the World Trade Center? I mean, we had this bombing there 3 years ago or whatever. The Muhammad Salami deal?
Muhammad Salami, yeah. If they're not trying to take it out from the basement, the parking structure, they're trying to take it out.
But I'm just wondering.
Flew right into that thing. It was definitely a suicide mission.
Who is orchestrating multiple plane shots on the World Trade Center? I mean, how
in the balls? What pilot can sit there looking at his instrument panel, seeing this World Trade Center looming in his windshield, knowing in
anybody
moments
care
he's
for
going
some,
to be dead?
Anybody want to toss out some irresponsible speculation? Who's responsible?
Is it going to be similar to that irresponsible speculation from the Oklahoma building, or?
Oh, you mean as far as something from the Middle East?
All right, what group do you think is going to claim responsibility?
Well, it's somewhat irresponsible to just toss it out there, but I don't think it's out of the question. But it could be a McVeigh type. You never know. It could be some angry white guy.
Yeah.
But we're talking two planes here, two pilots.
Two pilots that are dead. And that plane that just went in there was a much larger jet aircraft. I mean, it was larger than a business jet.
Planes now in the last half hour. And again, I say we are totally powerless in knowing what's going on here.
I tell you, if I was on television in New York right now, I wouldn't want to stay on TV if I was in a tower.
Obviously be some sort of a concerted attack.
Oh, no.
I'd be running down the stairwell so fast.
The World Trade Center. This is
how many people are dead right now in there? And you talk about elevator banks that are out of commission now.
The airplane flying in.
I don't know how many people are. Yeah, sure. I don't know how many people work up there, but I would. I gotta believe.
Oh, look at the jet. That is a full-blown jet of the commercial variety.
If they're still showing this video at the end of the day, you're going to see the most unbelievable piece of video you may have ever seen in your life.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Market. And you know what else is going to happen?
The stock market has stopped. They're all looking at the television.
And you wait and see when the home video starts coming in. You know somebody probably got the most amazing.
The first one?
The first one.
Yeah.
Right near Ellis Island.
And I tell you what else, man. It wouldn't surprise me.
Wait, Maria Bartiromo's on the phone.
Who actually watched the plane go in. Tell us exactly what you saw.
I just saw out of nowhere. The plane came in, crashed right into the Trade Center, and went right through.
Thank you.
Thank you. Speed didn't stop, just right through the whole center.
It was going to stop like a car in the air.
What, was it going to put its brakes on?
Yeah.
The second tower.
It went right through the building. It didn't stop.
The top of the tower.
Yeah, why didn't the guy stop in midair and pull
over? This is one slightly, unfortunately, amusing sidebar to what's happened. Is you're going to hear some unbelievable thing as all the television stations try to compete with each other by tossing people on the air.
And you know what else, Ben? Do you know how long it's been slow news? News days for how long now, and you got something like this, the news agencies are going to just be bananas for like the next month.
Well, the cable stations have gotten really good at this, at jumping in on this. Mm-hmm. I mean, Fox News, for example, they just look for standoffs and things like that all day long.
Yeah.
And now the networks are trying to prove that, of course, they can do it better than anyone else.
Exactly.
I'm not so sure they can when it comes to CNN. Mm-hmm. And
I can't confirm that from where I'm standing.
But finally, there's
Broadway,
everybody's, the news agencies have been hungry for a big news story for the longest time, and boy, do they have one.
What's the second building there, though?
I don't know either,
World Trade Center have two towers?
I didn't know that it did. I thought the World Trade Center was one building. I didn't know it had a twin counterpart at all. And I don't know. But I'll tell you what, man, that jet looked to be larger than a DC-9, and that thing came in there under full cruise power. That thing wasn't slowed up. The flaps weren't down. The landing gear wasn't down. That thing entered that building with the gear up, the flaps up. It was in full cruise mode when it struck the side of that building.
If that's a jet,
at 350
are we saying,
miles an hour?
Are you, would you believe that that's a commercial plane?
It could definitely
something
be
of that
a commercial
size?
Plane. Definitely. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, if you're talking a plane full of passengers, can you imagine if that was
I didn't even think about that.
Well, if it's that big a plane.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
But what I'm saying is, see, Drew, but see, airplanes like that, they also use them a lot in freight. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that you can have basically a flight crew of two guys flying
a jet.
That, to me, looked larger than a corporate jet.
Really?
That's just it. Because the first thing I thought is that that's got to be... No, that's not...
Two planes, though. You've got two planes. It's not one kook. You have some organized...
Let me tell you something. That is not... You know what? That's not a corporate jet. You notice there's a one big jet engine on each wing. All your corporate jets all have your engines on the back by the tail.
Oh, okay.
You know, when you think about it, your Gulfstreams, your Citations, you know, your typical business jets, your Lear jets, you know, all those things.
Oh, is that the plane coming in?
That's the second one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Look at... Oh, wow! Look at... You should... The plane just struck the second tower. There was a fireball that looked like... I mean, it looked like an atomic bomb went off.
Can you imagine Mike
Look
being
at the debris field coming
Can you
out
imagine
the other
being
side?
In one of those boats down there?
Oh, my
watching
God.
That?
And the,
what, I mean, you've got to be going, that plane looks like it's headed right for
it's gonna
oh
hit
my
that building.
God. Can you
imagine being in the building just below it?
Yeah. Oh, and how it would rock that building to its very foundations. God. You're in the parking structure, anything like that. And also, can you imagine out there on the water how loud that was when that aircraft struck that tower?
Hey, Clint.
Yeah,
go ahead. You are going to tell us about the World Trade Center.
Yeah, I got a buddy that works for Merrill Lynch. Their headquarters in New York, and the World Trade Center has two towers, or two towers. They're right
okay.
on
the... Hey, can you, both towers got it, man. Both towers.
Hey, Clint, why don't you blow in a call to him? Would he be at work now?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, call him, man. Let's hope to God he's on a lower floor.
Do you know what floor he works on?
I do not know. He works for Merrill Lynch.
Let's pray it's low, man.
Hey, Mike, you want to give him the... the hotline?
Sure.
If he gets a hold of his friend?
That,
we could call his
that
friend.
Is a commercial-style jet,
Clint.
Folks. Wow.
Hey,
yeah.
Information in New York's down right now. 212-555.
It is?
It's down.
Oh, yeah. Well, people are going crazy probably trying to call for its numbers.
Forget it. Look at the black smoke, Drew, that's just like literally licking the side of the building. It's going straight up. It's almost like an inverted waterfall.
Okay,
of black smoke that's just crawling up the side of the building.
That is straight wild.
It's like the smoke has attached itself to the side of the building and is literally like an upside-down waterfall is just moving straight up vertically.
There's a replay of the plane coming in, see it coming in to hit the building.
Yeah.
I'm going to go some phone calls here at people who are getting stuff from all these cable channels. We can kind of fill in some blanks.
Oh, my God. He struck just the edge of it, too. Did you notice that?
Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the newer airports and the newer airliners, they use a homing signal in order to track their distance between the two different airports. So they lock onto the signal, and the pilots don't have to do much. It just brings them in for the landing. And I bet you that it's malfunctioning at LaGuardia. And
No, that's not true.
Morning, guys. Irresponsible speculation.
Go ahead.
John Travolta's plane.
John Travolta buzzing his wife at the restaurant.
His wife. First of all, remember this.
Thanks, Eric.
Because we're already down the wrong road. There's two airplanes we're talking about here. One airplane struck the building that we missed. The second one is the one we saw. So, first of all, realize there's two distinct airplanes. Each one struck the tower separate from the other one, and we don't know how much earlier the first one hit that building. It looks like it wasn't that earlier. So,
Jason?
Two separate airplanes here.
Go ahead, Jason.
The second plane, they're saying on CNN, was a 727.
Oh, my God.
No, it wasn't a 727. That's incorrect. Because 727, you got...
Are you refuting CNN already?
Yeah.
Already?
No, I am. The second plane was not a 727. You
I'm not
saw
disbelieving
it.
You. Because
you saw it.
Yeah, I saw
where
it.
Where were the engines?
No,
where,
I would
tell
not,
me where the engines were.
I would not know what it was.
But the engines were where, Drew?
I just saw this big plane hit a building.
Yeah, well, there was one engine on each wing. A 727 is, you've got three engines on a 727. They're all in the tail of the aircraft. You got engines on either side of the tail and one up in the center on the tail. So,
Jason, anything else you got off CNN?
I mean, I'm not disputing you, Jason. Okay. I'm just saying that they've got that wrong. It is not a 727.
Fox right now.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah. All right, Sarah Lunny?
Yes.
Okay. And could you hear the blast from where you were?
No, I couldn't hear the blast, but I saw something, and it didn't look pretty. Exactly how I could.
Nervous
I can't explain it in any other way. I'm in shock right now.
Do you believe this woman?
She's reporting that she's in shock right now.
Yeah, that's
coming
all she's reporting.
From the southern end of Manhattan, the World Trade Center, both towers in flames, apparently
hit
by two separate jetliners.
Apparently!
The FBI is now checking out reports of a hijacking just before this terrible, terrible incident occurred.
If you had two full loads of airplanes...
Now, time out a second. How can you hijack a plane and get the pilot to crash in... crash into two buildings right next to each other.
What you would do is you'd
take over the
hijack
plane.
The plane. You'd have pilots who would be part of your hijack crew. You would incapacitate the pilots. Absolutely. You'd shoot them. plane shoot them. And they're at a low enough altitude, Drew, to where you don't have any pressurization factors or anything like that. So you can sit there and you could take the pilots out. You wouldn't have to worry about pressurization, all that stuff, because those guys are down and around however tall that building is, say 1,000 feet or what have you. So, yeah, you incapacitate your pilots. You climb into the pilot seat and you fly her straight in. Take
Tom?
It right in.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I got one for you. I think the pilot, he might have been on his cell phone.
Fine. There's only probably like about 2,000 people dead at this point. Look at the plane.
Hey, Mario.
Yeah.
Back that up so Drew can see that. Drew, check this out. See the plane on the left side?
Yeah.
Hang on one second, man.
That's an unbelievable shot.
You know what else is interesting? You see where
did you see that,
Trudy? The building?
Mm-hmm. Can you believe this?
You see where he struck the building?
Because it's been a target before.
I know.
And they actually have a practice in New York City of closing things down. It's called Operation Archangel, which takes effect when something like this, they've basically anticipated something like this happening, because there have been terrorist threats against the Trade Center and several tunnels in New York City and the UN. And they've closed down and are starting to evacuate, I think. Those vital buildings that are considered to be targets already as part of Operation Archangel. Of course, the Pentagon is already in the middle of this, and so is the FBI. Of course, they received
a report that
the plane was hijacked just hours before this impact with the Trade Tower.
Just looking at that second aircraft there for a second. These are commercial airline type aircraft.
Now CNN said one of them was a twin engine, but somebody else has described it as being a jet.
They're twin engine jets,
a much larger plane.
They're twin engine jets. They're commercial airline varieties. There's one jet engine on each wing. They're not on the tail. They're commercial style jet engines. They're not corporate variety.
But
they're not 727s. They'd be in the realm of like 767s, 757s, 737s. But you know what? Here's what I really want to tell you on the second impact that we see. The airplane, you can see, is being hand-flown. It's not on autopilot. And you see the deliberate manipulation of the airplane. And the nose goes down because the guy is trying to strike the building at a particular height. You'll see the nose go down, and then he puts it into a bank and lines it up on the building.
It looks like quite a maneuver.
Yeah, and you actually see the deliberate lowering of the nose and the banking of the aircraft to line it up on that building.
Looks there,
and strike the corner. And you
evacuating
know
the New York Stock Exchange already.
I'd
well.
Be out of there so
morning,
fast.
It looks, very
and in trying to
empty.
Strike the corner of that building is really rather, you know, if you're out to cause a lot of, you know, cause the most disaster, probably by hitting it where he hit it, the intention was to cause that tower to literally fold right over and come right down, you know.
So already they're evacuating the principal areas in New York City that they think could be targeted as well. Are we under attack?
Some
is what they want to know. Now, the Pentagon, of course, won't say anything as yet about
what's
that.
What's the internet?
What's due to happen next?
Somebody on the internet is already saying, what if there's anthrax on board the airplane?
That's actually one of their big fears, too, is that the Iraqis or whomever it is who commit a terrorist attack might also load whatever vehicle with a possible biochemical weapon.
Well, you know what's scary? I always think of what kind of a madman would, you know, take themselves out. You know, kamikaze pilot. You know, during World War II, you know, reading that history, you always hear about those guys. And I always thought, and of course you're a kid when you're reading, I'm thinking, who would end their life, you know, for a cause?
I tell you what, somebody that thinks that they're getting 72
virgins. Exactly.
Osama bin Laden has, of course, been making these threats for quite some time, and the State Department has been keeping everybody on high alert about this. Look how the wind is carrying that cloud, though. If it is, in fact, and no one has even breached the topic of bioweapons, but if there were, New York City would be in a pretty bad situation right about
Holy
now.
Holy Christ.
It's a city that is almost impossible to evacuate, too. Because you have to funnel everybody out through various tunnels to the different boroughs and then to safety. So what they're viewing this morning is a new height of terrorism. It happened once before, too. It's been a target for a while. 1993 was when the last attack, the bombing of the World Trade Center happened.
Oh.
And, of course, they just finished adjudicating that case with the World Trade Center bombers going to their respective prisons.
Are there any reports yet on how many people work on those floors up high in the World Trade Center?
And who would be there at about 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
I think it's
I mean,
the
have they,
so
they
wouldn't
spit
they
anything
be,
out in that regard? I just wondered.
They haven't spit anything out yet, nor have they tracked how many injuries there were within, or, you know, of course, the smoke
sure
is another factor.
I just wondered who's up there.
The other factor is what happened to the plane wreckage that fell from the side of the Trade Center and presumably down to the street. So they're tracking that. But you can see a plume from the World Trade Center, of course, downwind. Whatever's in that smoke, it's quite a fire, quite a blaze.
Yeah, did you see the planes? Well, you did. You saw the plane bank and hit. I've never seen a piece of video like that in my life. That was the most incredible.
Look at that plume.
Wow.
And of course,
it's really scary. I just can't even imagine what it would be like to be working in that part of New York, or after the first attack to go back to
Sheer
World Trade Center.
Panic.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, because you have no idea what's going to happen next.
We're grabbing a few New York phone numbers, like Dr. Sean.
All air traffic control, or all air traffic, has been grounded in the New York area, in and out of the various airports. Lindsey Grimm, in the meantime, was a witness who was very close. She was almost next door to the Trade Center in a building.
Well, I actually, just to clear things up, I wasn't in the building. I was in the World Financial Center, which is directly behind it.
Okay.
And our part of the building faces the section, the courtyard where the World Trade Center is. So we ran to the window. Right after we felt this kind of this sonic boom as if it were an earthquake, and something just wasn't right. We ran to the window and somebody yelled, "Oh my God, a plane just flew into the World Trade Center."
And then 18 minutes later, another plane hit the World Trade Center in New York City this morning.
100,000 people in those two buildings in any given day, between tourists and 40,000 employees.
I'm hearing 80,000 now from a very
80,000 employees.
Source. Yeah.
Yeah. But they hit the upper portion of the building. I would assume anyone from that point up is—I can't even imagine.
They'll be trapped
surviving that.
Because Jennifer just handed me a note that all the elevators are, of course, out in those buildings. So people who are in those upper floors, even the lower ones, can't be evacuated. And so,
the lower ones can't get. Oh my God!
Well, I mean,
how do you fight this? I mean, as a fire crew, I can't even.
Remember,
if you can't get up there.
Do you remember what they went through in 1993 when there was an explosion at the Trade Center too, where people were attempting to get down the stairways, because of course the elevators went out then as well, and there were people in a completely dark stairway trying to force themselves down. Other people, of course, panicked, and there was trampling and stampedes, and it's a shrewd target if you're a terrorist.
How would you fight a fire like that?
And they can.
There's no way to get up there by helicopter.
That's the whole thing. The ladders, all that stuff. The only thing you could do is,
would
be like fighting a forest
outside.
Fire. The only thing you could possibly do would be
drop water from above,
from those giant buckets.
Right.
But I got to tell
I don't see anything flying over there.
But I got to tell you though, by the time you get Sikorskis of that size and load buckets of water, first of all, that operation would probably take about 6 hours just to get it that far.
Oh, they might actually have something like that in readiness in New York City, though.
Well, that could be
because they do
have.
Right they do have sort of an organized effort already afoot to get these people evacuated.
And you do have the water right there, and I'm sure they have, fire plans for something like that, for a building of that nature, especially one that's been under attack so often. But in reality, I got to tell you, man, looking at that, literally a real-life towering inferno, I don't think there's anything you can do at that point other than prevent the spread of the fire downward, you know what I'm saying, to other floors somehow or another.
But how do you do that?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I suppose the one thing working towards you or in your behalf is the fact that the fire and everything is going to progress upward.
Internally, though, they have to have systems that are at work, too. Sprinkler systems that they've
I think a plane can obliterate any kind of sprinkler system.
It's like a 767 or something coming through a building at about 350 knots. Might take out the sprinklers.
President Bush is going to check in just minutes.
In just minutes?
They said, he's...
I'm surprised as hell. I thought it'd be noon before he turned up.
No, really, honestly.
He's in Florida, by the way. He's not even in D.C.
Unless they know who did it already, man.
I'll take money that he takes no questions.
Oh, yeah,
anybody want a piece of that bet?
No. It's going to be a brief 1-2 minute remark. Maybe, like, we'll get whoever is responsible for this.
Quickly, Chris.
Maybe somebody's already taken credit.
You know something about the World Trade Center?
Yeah, I'm a Morgan Stanley employee. Morgan Stanley, Dean Witter, I guess, is what people
people refer to it. And we occupy in the second building that got hit, about the 50th floor all the way up to the top.
Oh man, how many floors are in that building?
You know, it's been about 3.5 years since I was there for training, but I think it's like 120. You know, don't quote me on that.
Oh boy, you're about the 50th floor?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, man. Oh,
that's really,
no.
There's a Morgan Stanley down in Times Square, but there's also, yeah, we occupy a lot of that.
Man.
So is that pretty much of a horror show in the office at this point, I would imagine?
If you're a Morgan Stanley employee, don't call on your account today.
Jesus.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Hey, thanks for calling, Chris.
Oh, jeez,
hey,
man.
Right. Oh, Whoopi Goldberg canceled. Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Did Eddie Munster cancel, too?
No, he's in Vegas. Which Patrick, come on.
Butch Patrick. I don't know if we can talk to Butch Patrick while this is going
on. No, I don't think so. The Munsters?
Can you imagine? CNBC going, and now we interrupt our coverage of the World Trade Center plane crashes because Butch Patrick's on the line. Butch, what's going on?
Hey. Yeah.
It just becomes so utterly preposterous,
the whole
thing.
Well, everything is obviously dwarfed.
Yeah. And we're going to bring you George Bush's speech from just moments ago. And this, I thought this was very strange. Did you see this?
No, I didn't see it. No,
it's weird.
He's pretty rattled.
Yeah, he's obviously rattled. He's not in the right place to give this speech either.
He's at an elementary school in Florida, which was the site of one of his appearances this morning.
But would you want the president around a bunch of kids when he's announcing that this terrorist activity is taking place and he's, like, thanking people for their hospitality? This is really kind of...
Yeah, no, it's...
I mean, it's a terrible position to be put in, but it seems like they should have just pulled him outside.
Just wait. I mean, there's no rush. Just wait. I mean, we can hear from him in 30 minutes or something and get him ready, get him a little more versed in what's going on, get him to settle down a little bit.
But you send someone in there and you say, you know what, there's a bit of an emergency. The president's going to have to leave. Hey, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, you know, instead of... having him finish this thing.
Yeah, do a live shot from classroom C or something. Yeah.
But you can kind of, I think you can sort of read into what the president's going through. He is, it's pretty, I don't think you get a pin up his ass. Not that you get a pin up mine if I was the president.
The thing of it is, too, he gets good and mad, and boy, he rattles the saber. And when somebody takes credit for this one, he's going to be on a mission, baby. We're going to be flying fighters over there like you can't believe.
Man. This is grim. They say bodies are dropping from the top floor now. They say 5 or 6 bodies.
Oh, my God.
So far from the Trade Center, and of course, it's on fire.
Like falling out or jumping out?
Could
the description
be both.
Was dropping.
Oh.
Well, that, you know, obviously, I mean, because we've got two twin towers here that occupy the World Trade Building. We saw two separate aircraft. We don't know exactly how many minutes apart, but we saw the second one live as it hit. And there's an engine on each wing.
They presume people are jumping.
We were figuring that
that's what I was thinking.
It probably was like a Boeing 757, 767.
They say 737 or an Airbus is what they've...
So an Airbus would be A3. It could be
the first one?
It could be an Airbus. It could be an Airbus.
One of the planes, you had an earlier
report that it was
767
American Airlines from Boston.
Out of Boston.
All right, well, if that's what it is, then, that's separate because an Airbus is an A320. But, that's like the flights to Grand Cayman, all that stuff. There's an engine on each wing, which is what we saw.
That's a lot of people on that plane.
An Airbus is a big aircraft. A 767 is a big aircraft. But all those planes.
This is an ID by somebody who's eyeballing it too, from the footage that they've seen.
Yeah,
the aircraft experts.
Well, they have footage. They have footage of the first one.
No, they're looking at the second one. I'm sure.
Oh, so now they've gone from 767.
They've stilled the photo, and now they're identifying it from that.
So what you got is some guy who's guessing as well.
Like John Nance, who's an aircraft expert.
But the bottom line is that what they're looking at is that they've got one engine on each wing, so that. You know, negates a lot of the different aircraft, but some of them, the ones that qualify based on the silhouette of that, which is basically what you had. And that's an Airbus, an A320, also a Boeing 757, 767, 737, which is a smaller plane. This looked much bigger than a 737. I would think this would be more of the variety of a 767. However,
that's what the one report was 767.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I think that's probably the truth. One thing is for sure, when that airplane came in, it was definitely... being manually flown, and you saw them deliberately lower the nose, bank the airplane, line it up with that one tower, and strike it. Probably, those easily 350 knots, barreling into the side of that building. And both of those aircraft, whether the Airbus 767, you know, all those aircraft are capable of passenger loads up to 300, 350 people on fully loaded aircraft, you know.
Hey, Drew.
So you got that. You got how many people that work in those buildings. You only got five or six bodies falling. You wait and see how many end up falling.
Oh, also, this jumping.
The beginning.
We also have.
Oh, yeah.
How,
true, Drew.
Not only have they stopped all air traffic, but they have all of Manhattan now sealed off because they're afraid of more
terrorism.
Terrorist attacks.
Sure.
The bridges.
You mean
and
sealed
the
off as in you can't drive into Manhattan?
Probably can't drive in or out.
No, or
probably.
Out.
Or out.
Well, no.
Well,
I mean, the entire city is within.
Who
how
knows?
Would you?
I sure as hell would want to get the hell.
Well, you know,
I sure would want to be allowed to get out.
You know, boy, that is a building that has just been absolutely cursed.
Huh? So we've got that. We've got Manhattan sealed off, and we also have armed forces, of course, on high alert, as President Bush alluded to just moments ago. That we, of course, we're going to bring the full force of government to bear in this.
Into
on
what?
Behalf of New York City.
Yeah, into what, yeah.
To resolve, you know.
In one
and
big
of course,
knee-jerk reaction.
Except for the fact that, you know, who maybe there is more to this.
Well, there'll be a lot more.
To happen.
Hey, listen,
I mean,
any story that we see come along, any story, there's in the end, there's so much more to the simplest
no,
of stories.
No, but I mean,
there's
a possibility of more
here.
Things to happen.
There's reports of a rumble at the Pentagon and people scurrying.
Are you
just
kidding
a
me?
Rumble?
So in other words, like silliness or maybe something.
I've heard that twice now.
Hard to say.
Well,
you
Jesus.
Wanna, why don't we, you want to flip over to 4 real quick? That's where it came from.
Wow.
Yeah. Channel 4 has a picture.
Yeah. Let's go
oh,
to 4.
Oh, Jesus. What the hell's going on,
you
want
to save the, no, we don't want to watch Mother Angelica.
We're under attack!
Actually, nobody knows exactly what happened. I think the picture is pretty clear. According to one U.S. Army officer who went running past me at a full trot,
this is the Pentagon.
He said that it appears that a bomb was detonated at the heliport. The heliport
wow,
is a
this.
Helicopter landing area
smoke.
Right
that's
next
no rumble.
To the Pentagon,
no, that's not
just
a
adjacent
that's
to the
darn
E-ring.
Explosion.
The officers nearest the heliport area are U.S. Army Reserve officers and the Army Reserve, our offices are located there. But as you can see, it appears to be a pretty significant blast. To give you some perspective, we are almost on the opposite side of the building, the world's largest office building. And as I reported to you, we could feel the building shake and the windows rattle. And as I was in the hallway just a few moments ago, I could smell an acrid kind of smoke, the kind of almost what you'd smell when a fluorescent light goes bad, that kind of ballast smell. And authorities are clearing the building. I don't know if you can hear the sirens outside right now, but it appears that...
Hey, Trudy, the latest.
U.S. airspace is locked down, and supposedly they're evacuating the White House.
Wow.
Because of
this is like War of the Worlds.
I know, man. This is like incredible. I mean,
according to ABC, which is reporting also.
Well, I believe it. I mean, if you got
Pentagon.
Your Pentagon. Because, guys, the picture we're looking at here, what is smoking?
That's the
here?
Pentagon.
That's what I want to make
that's
sure.
That's outside
of.
The Pentagon, the heliport
right.
That they're talking
okay.
About.
So, if. Being we're looking at just, I mean,
wouldn't you think
white smoke that has taken over the whole television screen, yeah, you would definitely vacate the White House.
Wouldn't you think our intelligence would be hip to one of these things?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Whatever, what else is there to come?
Well, exactly. And
sort
I
of makes
you
me
what,
glad
man.
To be in Michigan, by the way.
Yeah,
sort
I know. Although,
in the heart of it.
Yeah. Well, I've never liked the fact that we've got silos in the UP either, by the way. The other thing is that it seems to me Bush and company ought to be up in Air Force One about now, circling, if you know what I'm
would
saying.
You, would you want to fly into D.C. right now? In the White House?
But you know how they get them up out of the, off the ground in the air and becomes a big command center up there? Because, I mean, this is starting to look, as you say, like a full-blown attack.
A national emergency, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Absolutely.
And that's when they
point.
Take to the air, and Air Force One becomes a command center, as you know.
According to Chris
from all the movies.
Yeah, that's right.
As you know from watching...
that whatever it was, and perhaps it was a plane, Katie, if those are the initial reports, crashed into, or the damage is on the roof of the building at the heliport side of the Pentagon, which is just opposite of the Potomac River, as I just said.
We're looking at the White House, Mick, because we are learning that there have been evacuations from the White House. I'm assuming that everyone is being evacuated from the Pentagon.
Well, nobody's given us the official word yet.
Is that a sprinkler at the White House? What is that?
I don't know. I don't know, Drew.
They got a guy with a machine gun in the shot.
Who's looking awful cool. He looks just like
the White House.
He looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger, man. Do you see the arms on that dude?
Evacuated that portion of the building.
That guy was a killing machine, okay?
Alerting you to the fact that
it's time to get out. Look at the
smoke at the Pentagon. I haven't heard those yet, but just judging by the pictures, it's clear that that part of the building that is not damaged, at least, has been evacuated. Like I said, in the hallway, it was pandemonium.
Uh-huh.
People were rushing from their offices, rushing outside.
And you're in your office at the Pentagon right now, Mick, reporting to us?
I am in the office, but I'm at the opposite side of where this crash occurred.
All right, why don't you see if you can gather some more information?
Careful, what are they talking about? Is that a crash?
Talking about a possible plane crash. They've also, between these two locations, they're talking about it possibly being a plane.
I thought they were talking about a bomb into the heliport at first.
That possibly nosed into the heliport. At the Pentagon.
Maybe a plane that flew into the damn Pentagon and one that's aiming itself at the White House, maybe, you know? Jesus.
Are confirming the reports that one of the planes was a hijacked flight, an American flight, from Boston to Los Angeles. They are also now looking into what's going on at the Pentagon. They don't have any details, but they have now put government buildings around the city of Washington on a heightened state of alert. I think part of that is happening formally, but obviously people are seeing what's going on, and some people are leaving buildings as well simply because of the concern following these latest reports from the Pentagon.
Yeah, we're picking up the signal from
building, Drew.
WDIV Channel 4, and that's today show running over, isn't it? They don't go past.
Yeah, Good Morning America is also doing the same. Well, they actually called Peter Jennings out. They were also mentioning that they have a lot of drills in Washington, D.C. and New York that they've exercised what to do in the case of a biowarfare attack, if in case this is one of those things.
Yeah, that's all we need. Which way is a wind blowing, man?
Well, in two of the power centers of the United States, in Washington, D.C., at the Pentagon, and at the World Trade Center in New York City.
You know what, Drew?
They're
like
also now evacuating the Sears Tower in Chicago.
Sure,
because it's another possible potential target.
If you were working in a building that tall in a major metropolitan area in the United States, wouldn't you want to just like go get your kids and go home
and
just take the day off?
I would already be home.
The precautions. You remember the precautions they took when the Oklahoma City bombing happened, because and they strengthened the facades of these buildings so that they couldn't drive truck bombs.
And they changed where you couldn't park in front of the buildings, and they do that too.
In this situation now, they have not.
Who would think you'd have a bunch of kamikaze pilots flying commercial jets? Who would think you'd have kamikazes that would hijack commercial flights and fly them fully loaded into the side of skyscrapers?
This has got to be Osama bin Laden, wouldn't you think?
Anybody
who could orchestrate something like this,
he's
by far the most
true.
Organized of any of these.
And
he has attacked U.S. facilities
before. And obviously, this is so unprecedented. Look at the Empire State Building.
The Trade Center in 93.
Look at that Billy sitting there just waiting to, like, hello.
The fire's in the courtyard of the Pentagon. That's the latest report where all that smoke is coming from. And by the way, anybody want to know today's date?
It's 9/11.
11th of September, 9/11.
9/11.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's significant. And now we're going to find out that the government have been warned. You wait and see all the crap we're going to hear from this. They knew this a week ago.
Well, they didn't seem to know much. All this is going on, I'm just surprised these people who have squirreled through the system, whether it's through security onto this plane in Boston or whatever.
Right.
Somebody with something that blew up in the courtyard of the Pentagon, and all these individual events, that not one of them was
Yeah. Not one of them was understood.
There was a clue about any of them?
Exactly. Nobody was warned whatsoever. The other thing is, Drew, is that based on the thing in the courtyard, I mean, you've seen how much smoke is on that television screen.
I know. That's not a smoke bomb.
And nor is that just a little courtyard. I got to tell you, that
the
is
FAA's
a major area that's
is shutting
on fire.
Down all airports.
Naturally.
Oh, yeah. Well,
in this country.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
So it has taken proportion.
It's the very first thing you do. Don't let them land.
Absolutely.
Don't let them take off.
So nobody goes anywhere today.
How many stations are giving complete coverage? There's probably 15 stations, including cable news.
I would say at this point, I mean, when at this point, since we seem to be under national attack, I would think almost every channel there would be on this one. Even the Food Channel would be covering this, I'd think.
You know what? There actually, as you float around, you see there's like cartoons on and stuff like that. It just seems
so
silly.
Ridiculous.
When you guys were out of the room, I was watching. Mark and I were just trying to figure something out. I saw a window break on the southern tower of the World Trade Center. And I thought, well, it looks like something new's happening there, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
I swear, this is so hideous. It's almost unprocessable. I thought I saw someone coming out the window, they were jumping.
It definitely
like
could happen.
And there were reports earlier that people were jumping off the top of the World Trade Center. There are also reports that there are people up there now, hoping to be
rescued
or something.
Because what else can you do other than hope against hope?
But it's fruitless for them,
Just as we were trying to figure that out, all of a sudden, Mark's like, oh, my God, what's that? And there is an implosion that the only thing I know how to compare it to is the Hudson Building's implosion. Almost like people had all the explosives in the right place to take the building down. And sure enough, the Southern Tower, the Southern World Trade Center Tower,
it's
completely
demolished.
I mean, nothing left.
Yeah,
Jennings was even asking the witness there who was nearby, is like, what, you mean part of the building? No, the entire thing is gone. Utter panic on the streets of New York right
can
around there. People just going absolutely bonkers.
Well, can you imagine the debris falling on all the streets and cars below? Can you imagine?
Smoke. This looks like
it's
Escape
a disaster.
From New York City or something.
Yeah, no, it's a disaster.
He
look at it.
Three times, too. I thought that was incredible because
the
he was
clouds.
Beyond belief that the entire, one of the Twin Towers of the Trade Center had been demolished
by this. Maybe a little overloaded.
And it does, absolutely, Drew,
and
reek of planted bombs.
It was, in fact, a plane. At the Pentagon as well. They said it was flying close to...
Oh, it was a plane.
Over the White House.
Yeah.
Which is the reason why they evacuated the White House is because they also
absolutely.
Received a threat.
Well,
and
there shouldn't have been
an
airplane there because the White House, first of all, is restricted airspace and you are not allowed to fly anywhere over the White House or any of those areas.
Presumably.
Because you need, in order to do that, you have to get advanced permission from the FAA to fly over restricted areas. But some of those areas, like, they don't allow you to fly through, period, unless you're a certain...
I wonder how many,
governmental
I wonder how many people, by the way, since that southern tower just imploded, I wonder how many people were able to get out.
Oh, I know.
The upper
I was
part of the building.
Same thing when you said that.
Was hit by a plane. The lower part, looked like, well, maybe there's hope for those people. They would all
have
to use the stairs, though.
Sure.
Right.
Which,
and it's a 110-story building. And
Something like 40,000 people in each tower.
I remember stories from 1993, people trying to get down those stairs in the dark, in the panic, and it couldn't have been many who got out.
And do you think that was a bomb?
What happens is people start to trip over one another, and next thing you know, sure you do, and then the next thing you know, you're just piled up, and everyone dies in the stairwell.
The impact of this, though, is that all of the entire country is in national lockdown. Airspace is completely at a stop.
Definitely.
Every airport.
Any plane any plane in the sky has been asked to land at the nearest airport.
Definitely. Absolutely.
And the armed forces are...
Definitely true.
What are they supposed to do?
They're trying to prevent anything new from
Air
happening.
Force
and of course, they
naturally, sure, you'd want to get everything that's flying in the sky. No. You sure do want it down. But you know, Drew, just the one last thing on that tower. Definitely, man. The way that looked, because you saw that, and I saw the replay of it. Certainly, there was like bombs planted in there, and man, I can't believe it. You're so right.
Well, that's
it
what I was
leveled
saying.
It. It leveled
yeah.
it. Just
it was like
the Hudson.
It was like the Hudson.
No, it was, Drew.
And
the
rubble and the debris and the dust. It looks like the Hudson's building times five.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. This is just a catastrophe beyond belief.
I watched it come in very low.
Okay, we have additional explosions being reported in Washington D.C. Okay. I'll pass it along later.
Man, this is just and
what do we have on the plane at the Pentagon? The plane that hit the Pentagon or was near the Pentagon?
That Well, literally, there was one report that there was a helicopter just moments before this explosion or impact, whatever it was, at the Pentagon. They were sort of dickering over that on NBC, whether it was a helicopter or an actual plane. But other than that,
well, there were a few reports of other explosions in other government buildings in D.C. And something now the tower that
look
is still
that,
standing.
Look at that second tower is gone.
But the first tower, the one that's still standing, doesn't look like there's some new activity in there. Like something has just blown up in that thing. I mean, was it smoking like that?
Yeah, it was smoking
the
like that.
The top looks a little more damaged too.
Well, but naturally like because it's been burning over all this length
of
time.
What they have to say though.
You know, I mean, naturally with it burning just absolutely profusely. Like this for this amount of time, sure, it's going to look in the shape it's in. There's
Is that the Pentagon?
I think so, Drew, because that was white smoke. That's the Pentagon, definitely.
Crime,
in fact, it is.
Knows New York City
there,
probably better than anybody in many
years. Yeah, that is definitely
divisions.
The Pentagon.
I cannot tell you where that happens. That's either...
What's that in the sky?
That looks like a fighter jet.
Fighter? Yeah, it's definitely...
For what's it doing?
It's ready to shoot down anything that isn't in the air. I mean, you know, anything that's in the air...
It's too late, but it is patrolling airspace.
...to shoot the son of a bitch down.
Yeah, well, within seconds...
That's what he's doing.
Within, I'd say, at least a half an hour or so, every plane that's authorized to fly in the United States is going to be on the ground.
Oh,
so
you better
believe
it.
Anything that is in the plane is coming down.
Is coming down one way or another, isn't it? You ain't kidding.
But who would think that we'd be attacked by our own commercial airline?
It's either a case of someone having planted explosives in advance at the Trade Center or someone hijacking a plane with a suitcase full of explosives.
I think because
how on earth does that happen?
Trudy,
well, the interesting
thing
is
the perfection of that implosion, I can't believe that you could just plant a few bombs on a plane and have that perfect an implosion of a World Trade Center.
The other thing you're doing is then you would be assuming that the airplane on impact at whatever speed at which it struck the building is going to stop its forward progression inside the building. You know what I'm saying? In other words, it's not going to fly out the other side with the bombs still in it.
Right.
So yeah, you're right.
You planted a bomb.
Literally.
Except though, how do you get on board an American airline chat with a suitcase full of explosives? Enough to blow up the World Trade Center.
That's why there wasn't.
That's why I think they're already planted in the World Trade Center.
And if that's the case, what's security at the World Trade Center? Haven't they had an increase in their security since 1993?
Okay, now there's the question, isn't it?
Don't they have to?
There's the question.
Run those Morgan Stanley, Dean Witter people through.
There's your question. That's your real question. But certainly,
by the way, don't try calling anyone in New York.
Don't try calling anybody
don't kid
around
yourself.
Here. I try calling Trish. Cell things are just jammed. I try calling out of this building even. I couldn't do it. Eventually, I got
a lot
out.
Of the satellites are at the top of that building.
Yeah,
I guess a lot of
communication center.
The cell phone.
Yeah.
Towers,
mm-hmm.
And they're all
out. I could not use my cell phone. It was a total wipeout.
Can you even call anybody in New York? I mean, on landlines?
And it's getting tough to call anybody around here.
Hey, dial up. Well, you know, this is stupid, but why don't you dial up Dr. Sean? Oh, no, that's a cell phone number, isn't it?
Yeah.
New York. It's Long Island.
What's a landline number we could call? Call Jonah Falcon. I mean, I know it's stupid. He's the guy with a 13-inch penis, but he is someone in New York.
But the thing that is that certainly if bombs are loaded inside...
It just came to mind. It's a 212 number.
Oh, he'll love it. But the thing of it is...
As long as
they
don't tell him someone else is hung more than he is.
Yeah, I know. As long as you don't interrupt.
Oh, is it ringing?
But certainly to put bombs inside the airplane and then make the assumption that the airplane is going to stop its motion on impact with a building that the plane is going to for sure end up lodged perfectly in that second tower so that the explosions can go off is absolutely ludicrous.
What happened, Mark?
All circuits busy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forget it.
So far, though, no one...
So, yeah, I would say
a lot of people have called to take credit.
Take credit for the really who?
Yes. I've been waiting for this.
There are those who have called to take credit, and there are the denials from
other groups
who say, one in particular, a Palestinian group who says they don't deal in the death of innocent people.
Well,
and so it wasn't
what?
Them.
I believe that. I believe that the people that call that say that they didn't do it, I believe them. The people that that all take credit for it. Obviously, half of those is the people that you can't believe.
I think when you call to say you didn't do it, you certainly bring a little bit of suspicion on yourself. What are you calling about?
Yeah, but you know what? In a way, too, it's a way of helping everybody out by saying that, look, this is so atrocious and so catastrophic and so totally horrible that
curious
we want
about.
You to know that don't waste your time thinking our group did it because we wouldn't do it.
Other tall buildings, maybe, tall buildings here in this area and federal buildings, of course, today, like the McNamara building, you know how they always go on higher alert.
What about April 19th? Would you want to be in the Ren Sen right now?
No, not to create a panic, but
I think I'd want to go home.
No, I'd be home. As a matter of fact, I was out on the porch. I heard a couple of people talking about one girl's telling me she's going to go to Lansing and get her kids and go home. You know, a lot of people just want to go home.
Well, yeah, when you have your kids in school and there's a panic and you don't know how they're absorbing this or what being told.
Hey,
you sort of, you know.
I would. If I had kids, I would definitely go get my kid and just go home.
Because this is not just disconcerting because it's happening to people in our country, but it's happening on our shores.
We're not on our soil.
When's the last time we were attacked
on our
soil in this fashion? Well, maybe
never.
A couple hundred years?
Never. I mean, this is just unprecedented. This is absolutely
not
amazing.
And the people
this
who
has never happened.
The people who want to, you know, engage in all the affairs of all these other countries and mediate all these things on their shores, are, I'm afraid, going to be taking a back seat when the emotional impact of this comes through.
Right. Right.
And people are saying, "Well, why are we trying to help all these people who end up hating us?" And you know, if some of it leads to this sort of threat,
right?
And then the threat becomes real. People are hijacking jets and flying them into the World Trade Center,
bombings
in Washington D.C.
Yep,
it's sort of a blow for. Why don't we just let these people settle their home thing and just dome the U.S. and sort of enjoy
our
life?
Yeah, it's domed now, more or less.
Domed by smoke. Well, you got a
lot
of people,
I never feared this. I always hated the fact that
we
engage ourselves with, you know, for example, Israel and Palestine. The Palestinians in Israel, that we always end up being hated.
It's always like
Israel's our friend, but then, you know, the Palestinians are furious with us.
Well, we're always in the middle. We're always fence sitters because we're trying to, you know, mediate the situation.
And then you're helping Iran, but then they're your enemy 10 years later.
Well, that's right. And there's a lot of people, too, they say, that are calling all over the place that want to go to war, and they're ready to be drafted, and it's like, let's go, let's kick some ass.
Planes crash into the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Planes, plural, is what they're citing now.
Hey, Jim.
Yo.
Jim's calling from Selfridge.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was fishing out at South River Road, and I headed up here to Selfridge just to see what's going on.
And how many planes are in the air at Selfridge?
About 9:50, I seen two planes take off, and they were heading southeast like they were heading for New York.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I seen two more take off about 5 minutes after that, and I just drove by the airway, and they got like four lined up ready to take off.
Yeah, I totally believe that. That's what was fascinating when I must tell you, like when I was living in Clinton Township there, whenever there was any kind of world incident, you know, that had happened, it was really fascinating to see Selfridge go into motion. Next thing you know, man, there were jet fighters around our house all the time, and which made it really a little bit disconcerting when everything seemed to be totally quiet and peaceful, and there was a sudden, you know, influx of jets all over the sky, and it'd be like, something must be brewing somewhere. But Selfridge is a pretty doggone good way to get a pulse on things. It's an interesting, often forgotten little sidelight.
The Oklahoma City, and I'm already in my own mind thinking, this has something to do with some of our international peacekeeping or some of our refereeing that we try to do, where we always end up being the bad guy.
In fact,
a lot of times both sides end up hating us for crying out loud.
Well, that's right, because it's just too volatile of a situation.
But, you know, watching the end this be some McVeigh-related offspring, who knows? At this point, it's hard to say.
Though this looks pretty organized.
That sounds like it's pretty impossible.
This looks pretty organized and pretty involved.
I doubt it. But, remember Oklahoma City, though? After
flight.
Oklahoma City, everybody was like, it's got to be some, you know, some Middle Eastern thing.
Crashing two planes into the Pentagon?
People that hijack planes, though, they're
they're
obviously drafted to do it.
How did they not get shot down?
Well, they'll get shot down because nobody knows what they're
going to do. How did the planes over the Pentagon not get shot down?
Oh, those planes.
Well,
that's interesting. I thought you were talking about the planes in New York.
Before they crashed into the Pentagon.
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
they're commercial planes, Trudy. Are they going to shoot down a commercial plane?
Well, isn't there a restricted airspace in which you are warned if you're a pilot?
No, absolutely.
Must immediately.
Yeah, that's all restricted airspace. And you're right. No, it's all restricted airspace.
Don't they then scramble the jets and chase you away?
Yes, that's all restricted airspace.
Or do they shoot first and ask questions
later? No, they'll fly up alongside you. But it is restricted airspace over all those governmental buildings, and those are things that you have to get permission from days, weeks, months in advance, and things like the White House and everything. I'm not so sure they even ever allow that under any circumstance.
They fly near the Pentagon all the time there. That's the usual approach.
To Dulles Air Force Base?
Yeah, right along the river.
Or Dulles
Air Force Base. I've never been over there.
Hey, Mark.
I was just in D.C.
Are you trying to compete with Plane Man?
Maybe.
No, I'm accepting what you're saying.
I'm going to be
geography okay.
man.
No, that's okay. You can give me the whereabouts.
You
want to
queue up? We never played the press conference from George Bush while we have kind of break in the breaking news.
Yeah.
Thank God.
By the way,
I hope this is a permanent break.
You know, the computer, the guys. Went to trip.com, Drew.
I know, heard.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
And Flight 11 is just frozen in the air.
The one that left Boston and flew into the World Trade
it's
Center.
It's just locked in the air. Remember I was saying track aircraft? Since
it's
it
tracked,
never landed.
It's tracked to New York
tracked
and then
to
it
New York
terminates.
And it shows it suspended in the air, terminated, sitting right there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They're sending everybody who's coming here from another country
to
turn around, Canada.
Boys.
Oh, really?
Just Canada.
They say all
Canada.
International flights are being diverted to Canada into NYC and D.C. Although that doesn't cover flights that aren't specifically going to land in New York City or D.C., like this one, which was headed to Los Angeles.
Quickly, I want to get Andy on. Andy?
Yes?
You're calling about Selfridge?
Yeah, my brother-in-law is in charge of the air refueling wing.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and he's been yanked from his day job.
Oh, and no kidding.
He refuels stealth bombers and fighter power.
Wow, that's really exciting stuff, man.
His refueling wing is one of the only ones in the nation that can refuel stealth in the air. I believe that.
I saw a special on that once, that whole kind of operation and how restricted that is and how few can refuel those stealth. Yeah, wow, that's quite an honor, man. That's
Thanks,
quite
Andy.
A position he has.
Thanks for holding on.
Wow, that's really cool.
I hope we don't have a Chinese fire drill going on.
Well, what is going on here, man? And you know what? I know a bunch of knee jerk because you know Bush is a
how do you
rattles a saber quicker than anybody.
But how do you battle hijacked commercial airlines?
I know.
I mean, it's just
do
the
you
most
believe this.
It's the strangest kind
do
of
you,
attack you could ever imagine.
Do you believe that there would be such a choreographed hijacking operation across
hey, Cynthia.
Several aircraft?
How you doing?
I'm fine.
What are you offering up, Cynthia?
Well,
Cynthia's always got something major.
There's been another hijacking.
Oh, no.
And it's a plane in the Eastern Corridor. We haven't identified the plane yet.
Where's Eastern Corridor? What's that?
East Coast?
It's somewhere between Boston and New York.
Okay, so something that was already in the air.
Already in the air has been hijacked.
Now I wondered how many might still be.
Do you know where it was supposed to go?
Oh man,
we don't have that information.
I tell you
so
what, if
point,
I was a passenger
you
on that plane, I wouldn't care what. I would so tackle that guy.
Well,
I wouldn't care about
people
anything.
People on that plane though, they have no idea about all this other stuff.
They don't. But
oh,
you know,
that's
we all
right.
have cell phones on planes now, and we can.
Oh, that's
in.
True.
So that we know that
God.
So far, and I have an eyewitness report. Hear that people were flinging themselves out of the windows to hasten their deaths.
I saw that. I thought
geez.
I saw someone going out that window, and I could
that.
Hardly even.
At first,
I had to figure out was that really a person. Then Mark and I were looking at. We're like, yeah, that probably is a person. It was just so abominable to even imagine such a thing.
I totally believe that. That happens a lot. People. Well, it's one of those things where you're trapped on the top, and you're either going to burn to death,
right,
or whatever. You're facing death. You're going to die one way or the other. And you know that your mind at some point is just that. You know you've got 2,000 degrees of flame, you know, that's licking at your boots, and it's like there's
no
only
way,
one way
and
out of
no
it.
Way.
Yeah, no way out.
There's no way out.
No.
So what do you do? You know?
Do you want to hear what George Bush
said?
Or there's
will.
There's
Cynthia, did you have anything else?
Well, I have a car bomb that just went off in front of the State Department.
Oh my God!
Tower number 2's down.
Tower number 2 just went
down. Just collapsed.
Oh,
they're both down.
Oh my God!
Yeah, tower number 2 has just imploded.
It blew up too.
The skyline is now blank.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Just
where it stood.
For everybody.
It just blew up.
Okay.
Thanks.
Oh my God! It did. It blew up. There was a bomb in
it
that one too.
Right before our eyes.
Well, like I was saying, if you were looking at the
Wait
south,
a minute.
If you were looking from this tower to the south tower and you saw the original implosion, can you imagine the panic you
I
would
know
think
it.
Is how long do I have? And it turned out not long.
Many
no.
of you, you've heard this a lot, but I think it's important as people join us, as they do in moments like this, they are coming in all the time, that there have been attacks in two American cities, New York and in Washington. The trade centers here in New York have been hit by airplanes. In Washington, there is a large fire at the Pentagon. The Pentagon has been evacuated.
Oh.
And there's, you can see, perhaps the second tower, the front tower, the top portion of which is collapsing.
No, come on, pal. The whole thing was blown
good
up.
Good Lord.
Yeah, watching us on CNN, picking up the CNN signal.
Listen to the noise. Listen to the explosion.
There are no words. You can see large pieces of the building falling. You can see the smoke rising.
That was leveled.
You can see a portion of the side of the building
it's
now
leveled.
Just being covered on the right side as I look at it.
Look at the dust cloud at the street level.
This is just a horrific scene and a horrific...
Oh, my
moment.
God.
We haven't had any information on what the evacuation from the World Trade Center towers was like, or if there was any successful evacuation, or how many people got out, or were they flowing out?
They had people who they were getting to the hospital in New York. On the mansion itself. But they could have been people on the ground as well.
No one has dared to take a camera down to the
street
lower
level.
I mean, have you
yeah,
seen
right.
one shot from street level?
No, absolutely
and,
not.
And would you take a camera down there?
No.
No.
I
sure
well, now that,
no, that's
that
what
looks
I'm saying.
Like street level.
That's down the street. And they're my God, they're showing us the implosion from...
Yeah, from its
down the street
level.
In New York City.
Street
from,
level, probably like some 12 blocks away or so.
WABC signal. Do you want to flop around there and see if we get any of the New York local stations? Because I got to believe they would have some.
Oh, yeah, Drew, yeah.
Some incredible, at least,
yeah.
camera views.
Yeah,
we don't
right.
yet know. That is the heart of not just the financial district, but many national,
CBS.
International corporations. I mean, look at that smoke, the dust.
Oh, WCBS. Okay, we have a New York station
that
now.
That has just engulfed blocks and blocks of lower Manhattan.
We're looking from the harbor. We're looking at the New York skyline, which is just obliterate.
But,
it looks like there's a giant cloud
yeah.
in the entire skyline.
Something's
yeah, exactly.
about to happen, though, because, of course, now they're saying that there's a plane hijacked, just as Cynthia said earlier, and it's on its way to Washington. Where will it end up?
Oh, man.
There's another target.
Well, she heard from Cynthia just a moment ago. There's one of our
spokesperson, I guess, talking about the plane en route to Washington.
Brian Wilson is on the phone with us now from the Washington area. Brian, what's the latest?
Well, I wanted to tell you, John, that I'm in front of the Capitol, and a moment ago, police officers ran up to us and ordered us off of the grounds and told us, and I quote, there is a plane that has been hijacked. It is 20 minutes south of Washington. This was about 10 minutes ago, and is headed this way. They are taking ultimate precautions. Now, as you know, in these chaotic situations, sometimes information gets twisted. But police officers here are saying that they believe there is a hijacked plane now headed toward Washington. And that's all the information I can give you at this moment.